You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
What's up, YKWD fans? I'm going to give you my dates for the month of January so you can come see me live do my stand-up comedy. I'm going to be at Side Splitters in Tampa, Florida, the 24th, the 25th, and the 26th. And Gotham Comedy Club at the end of the month in New York City, the 31st, the 1st, and the 2nd. So get your tickets now. Go to my website, robertkellylive.com, and just hit buy tickets. Or get my award-winning iPhone app, Robert Kelly Live, and go to the dates, and again, hit buy tickets. It's as easy as that. If you have an Android phone, go fuck yourself. No, I'm kidding. Just go to my website and buy the tickets. So share this, like this, tweet this, bring your friends, get the fuck out to one of my shows. Later. Intro on this one, very simple. Dan Soda, Kurt Metzger, Noam Dorman, Luis J. Gomez, Giannis Pappas, and Joe List, and myself, all in the same fucking show. I figured last week was a little intense. We need to lighten it up a little bit and have some fun. And that's exactly what the fuck happened. Another slamming podcast. Make sure you go to iTunes, subscribe and review. Those are the cops going by my apartment in New York City. Subscribe and review. If you already did it, do it again. Tell a friend. Spread the word. We want to thank all the people that have been donating too. You guys are amazing. Mark Mixkel, Raymond Parr, Heather Graves. We fucking love you. You're great. Thank you so much for giving a shit about this show and helping us out. And go to Amazon.com or right on Riotcast.com on our page. Use that to buy anything on Amazon. And make sure you, if you like video games, use our code. Go to Gamefly.com/YKWD and sign up for a 2-week free membership to Gamefly. Gamefly, the Netflix of video games. I use it, so should you. And Amazon, that's all I buy my shit off of. That's it. That's what I buy. It's always $5 cheaper than anywhere else. So whatever the fuck you're buying, buy it off of Amazon.com, whether it be a bandolier or an armwatch. Get it from our site, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Amazon, click it, buy it. Boom. Dude, you guys are the best.
Hey, gang, this is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from a lot of things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo. Dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Like
the old days.
Yeah, except we're not in your kitchen.
We're not in the kitchen. I know. Thank God. Remember we used to do this in the kitchen?
That used to be, that was a lot of fun though.
It was fun when it was me, you, and Joe.
Yeah.
It was fun when it's me, you, and Kelly. But, because I know you guys, but, you know, do I really want fucking...
You don't want Luis Gomez in your kitchen, is...
Thank you for saying it. No, I would love... I'm just kidding, but... That many guys, and I live in a very politically correct democratic building.
Yeah, you don't want to bring a bunch of animals.
Yeah, meaning underline, there's a lot of gays in my building.
Yeah. Oh man, I would love to hear
that. I don't want to hear Lewis going faggot.
And they're walking by the door like, oh, yeah. That apartment is just
nigger, faggot, nigger. Right.
Yeah. Well, do you know what I don't like is the Jews.
Yeah, I don't need that. So,
well, I think it's better for your. You don't want to bring these animals into your home.
But this is why having the studio, which I have an announcement to make today too, is that I don't have to set up.
Yeah.
I come in with my computer and I hit a button and we're going.
It was funny though, by the end of the kitchen days, you're like a pit crew chief. You could fucking
zip, zip.
You could set it up in fucking 3 minutes and I you're know. Like,
"All right, let's do it, dude."
What most people don't realize is that I invented this setup. And everybody asked me. I got a lot of emails.
Are you trying to? You said that.
No, I didn't invent the studio. Yeah, exactly. Fuck you, Soda.
I was like, I don't think you invented the studio at all.
I invented the headphones.
I invented microphones. Invented what?
I came up with the Flex. You know, buying these. I went to B&H.
Yeah.
Bought these super clamps, and then bought the heavy duty Flex. This is a light setup.
Yeah.
This is for lights. This isn't for microphones. Well, lights or cameras. And then I found an adapter to hook a mic. What are these called?
Microphones.
I know that. The mic holder.
I have no idea. I'm an idiot. I have no idea what these are.
You're not
called.
An idiot. You're a very smart guy.
Oh, thank
when
you.
When it comes to stepping on people beneath you to fucking. No, I'm kidding.
when I'm cutthroat.
Cutthroat.
Making my way to the top.
Cutthroat soda.
Slitting throats.
I'll cut your throat and smile at your mother.
Yeah. shake your father's hand as I'm planting a fucking dagger in your back.
I came up with these adapters so you can hook the mic holders, whatever they're fucking called. You know, somebody's going to email me. They're called fucking chassel belts. so you can pretty much clamp this microphone stand on anything and on anywhere. You can set up a studio anywhere in 5 fucking minutes and just plug these mics in. And, you know, I used anybody who's asking, you go to B&H Photo or B&H and get super clamps. You get a Flex fucking arm, and you buy the adapter to make it hook on to the mic stand or the mic holder. We'll get on that, and then I got a Zoom. The best thing I ever got was this, the Zoom R24.
You got a real board.
Yeah, but it's a board, but it also records into right into SD card, so I don't need a computer. I can just record into here and trust it. But it has an eight channels on it, and it's fucking easy. It's light as shit. I could throw this whole thing in my bag in fucking 5 minutes. I actually have two of these studios. I have one at my house. The setups, so that if we ever do go live, I don't have to take this one down.
Look at you.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You're fucking in it.
Yeah, we're in it to win.
We're at
it.
The satellite studio. live breaks from Bobby's kitchen.
We yeah. I mean. I have these people that email me that want to know the setup and how to do it and how you get your sound. It's like
I'm just so stupid. I couldn't even. Yeah. I've seen the setup and I'm like, I don't even know.
It's really easy. First of all, I never read a direction on anything. I just set it up.
Yeah.
So it's very easy. You just got to figure out your sound, though. Here's Gnome.
Hey, Gnome.
There's a bunch of people coming. That was very
Gnome Sourface was the best on that one. He's like, he's doing the two. Yeah, I know. Usually he's got 40 people in here.
Yeah, I know. He was here last week with the Five Families 2.
Part 2.
Yeah, you know, I got shit for that.
I listened to it.
I got shit for that. I'll read you the tweet from this fucking dildo. Look at this, Gnome. What are you doing? You gonna play a song?
He's gonna walk in playing a guitar.
You gonna learn music now, during my podcast?
I kind of like it. It's a nice ambiance.
Whatever. Can I say no? It's fucking his place. No, you can't. He actually fucking gave me a shit. First of all, he was like Jim Norton. I hate when people. This is what bugs me. When people use my friendship, just don't put me in the tweet.
Yeah.
Just Jim Norton. I'm interested in hearing your take on the Comedy Cellar Greenwich CC beef that Robert Kelly failed miserably to resolve on the YKWD podcast.
I don't think.
He doesn't know that. He thinks that I put this together to solve the. Like, I'm here to solve the Middle East crisis.
I like that. I like the thought of you in glasses at your kitchen table with like a yellow legal pad. Like, right. How could I solve this problem?
Yeah. I go, there is no solving that mess, you fathead. Stop starting trouble with my pals. It's literally a joke.
Mm hmm.
And a typical fucking cunt. This is why this guy doesn't listen to my podcast, because he's a fan. He listened for some other reason.
Yeah.
Someone told him to listen to him. He's not a fan of my show. He's just a cunt that fucking came here and likes, you know, somebody else on it, whatever. YKKW, that was the serious question. I was interested after the podcast in the NYT. It's NYC, you fucking moron. Article. Not my fault. You suck at mediation, asshole.
Wait, did he write New York? NYT?
NYT article.
Yeah, New York Times.
Yeah, it's Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, shit. Sorry. I'm a fucking dick.
So, yeah.
I but think... I'm really not mad at this guy. I actually wanted him on the show because guys like this, first of all, I know he's not a fan of mine, but he's a fan of the subject, whatever. He's busting my balls. I really don't give a fuck. And I put it out there to get him on the show because it's like, look, I wasn't there to solve. I wasn't there to put it. I wanted these two. Dustin called me to, he wanted to kind of have it out with Noam or work it out with Noam. This wasn't, you know what I mean? This wasn't me. I was just bringing them together, let them talk about it, and I was trying to add funny in between and let you guys do your thing.
Entertainment is a fucking podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah,
this guy thought there was a serious...
He acted like it was a town hall.
Yeah. Yeah, sit down, dude. Just shut your face and sit down.
Yeah, we are now going to bring up the grievances between Greenwich Comedy Club and
his name is... what the fuck is his name? Joe Ho...
You know Bobby...
J-O... H-O-F-F-23.
That'd be like him getting mad about, like, you didn't solve Kelly's anal fissure. You're like, what?
Oh, I did solve that.
Yeah.
Start getting her fat again.
Plump her up. Hi, Lewis.
Are we on?
Yeah,
we're on, dude. Yeah, don't walk in here like you've never done the show before.
There's you and Dan.
Yeah, I turned you know that I just turned the mic on. I don't wait for you, asshole.
It's like one of those
anymore.
Songs where it's just guitar and then the bass slowly comes in, then the drums. It's a building.
Yeah. I just
that's why you did Conan, buddy.
I wasn't there to solve shit. I was there just to let it happen.
I'll tell you what you did do, and that was entertain this guy for 2 hours and 21 minutes.
Yeah, here's the deal. I thought it was rather entertaining and interesting.
Mike Vecchione and I listened to the podcast like it was the fucking shadow on the radio. Like we're sitting sitting in the living room with my laptop on the coffee table, just like, ooh. And at any moment, it could be like, next week on the shadow. We're like, oh, this is
what
like old.
What did you think?
Get on a microphone. Stop being a fucking...
Well, I didn't know you were on.
We just said we're on. Stop.
I know, but
just shut up and put the fucking headphones on.
So what did you think?
I thought it was an insolvable...
Watch your words.
It was an insolvable argument. Is what it was. It was... There was not going to be...
Hi, Joe.
A jealous. We're rehashing it.
No, Joe, don't worry.
Joe just drops in the fetal position.
Well, Joe, relax. We're not we're talking about it in a very light fashion right now. And we're going to go into fun and frolicking very shortly.
As a listener, it was extremely entertaining.
You didn't take sides?
I mean, of course I took.
Get on a microphone. Get on a microphone. Get on a microphone. We can't hear you. It's no good. It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make sense to talk if you're not going to be on a microphone.
It doesn't matter.
But honestly, it was the whole argument basically was Mineta Street.
Yeah.
And
M&M's in a Coca-Cola?
I'm
what are you, fucking a methadone?
No, I'm an
Joe, is this a diet of a 6-year-old?
Yeah. He's got snack time.
Pull the mic down, Joe. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
It all came down to Mineta Street, and I think Dustin was in the wrong. You can't. Go to someone's line.
Oh, by the way, as you say this, dude, I walked out of Caroline's the other day picking up my check for my headline and gig. What's up?
Yeah.
As I walked out, there was a dude selling tickets to the Broadway in front of Caroline's. And I actually
also
said to him.
By Al Martin.
Yeah.
Same.
Dude, I said to him, check this out, dude. I was like, oh, dude, are you supposed to be selling tickets? It made me angry for some reason. It made me angry. And he's like, oh, JB Smoove doesn't mind. I was like, actually, he probably would. And I just like walked away. That was that. But it's pretty crazy. I sold tickets
for
years.
It's almost like they're, if this, you know, everyone's doing like the five family shit. If this is true, they're definitely the family that's okay with selling drugs to kids. And
I don't want it sold in schools.
Exactly.
Keep it in the colors.
All right, both you guys got that one. It was the thing of like, ugh,
I gotta let him in. Can you let him in? Giannis is here. I thought it was very interesting. It was very uncomfortable.
Joe List had the three best lines. Of
interesting
the
is the best way to describe something that's not funny. It's really interesting. Kelly Fasuka said is very interesting.
First of all, look at man. It was funny. Joe List was killing me with and then he fucking went off on me at one point. That was so real. He was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing to me?
My favorite line.
You know my situation.
My favorite line is he's like, I'm sober 17 days and I got this. I'm about ready to drink the fridge. Yeah. That was my favorite line of the whole podcast.
It was intense. My favorite line is when he told me he's a golden glove boxer.
Oh. Yeah. That's always
just,
great.
Just the whole idea of committing an assault on mic with video and microphones going.
What a Jewy way to fucking
yeah,
respond
yeah,
to
it.
It
really is. Yeah. Awesome.
If somebody told me they're Golden Glove boxer, like, do something, pussy.
Yeah. He actually, Gnome's response, I'm a Golden Gloves. Gnome's response was like Al Pacino's in The Devil's Advocate. Are you the devil? You're going to beat me? Oh, whatever.
They put so many names.
There's so many names. You're going to beat me up? Oh, you can beat me up. Everybody can beat me up. But can you beat me in money?
I'll take it.
Look, I wasn't there. That's why people, I wasn't there to make this better.
Are people mad?
People, this one guy, this one dickhead was... And I think some people thought it was I was supposed to fix this. I'm not. Dustin wanted to fucking have it out with Gnome on, not have it out, but talk to Gnome on my podcast because he was invited on Gnome's and he didn't feel comfortable going there. He felt more neutral in Gnome's apartment.
Well,
upstairs.
He's also banned from the comedy club, so he couldn't go in. Give me the bomb bandana. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Lewis.
Just stepped right in on that one.
Having a baby does make you less funny and fun. So, yeah.
Wait, you're going to get less funny?
So, yeah. I mean, I was here just to make sure that people didn't talk over each other. Nobody beat each other up. And I brought Joe in for
nice
levity.
Way to say, nobody beat me up.
I just
yeah. exactly.
Here's what I thought though. I thought we were gonna do a. Usually, if you have like an agenda, a thing for the podcast, yeah. we fuck around for like a half hour, and we're like, "Oh, you got a small dick. You're Mexican." Blah. Yeah.
That was and both then, at me.
I just imagined when I was listening to the podcast that Bobby had those UFC ref black rubber gloves on for the podcast. He's like, "Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's podcast!" Because it came in, it was just fucking boom.
Joe, you're absolutely
and then
right.
It immediately started. It was as soon as we all sat down, it was like fucking fight.
I think because the tension, I didn't know how to open it. You know what I mean? And usually if Dan's here. Like, he'll start going, or Lewis. But everybody was quiet for some reason.
I'm
and
never quiet.
This is what happens when there's an agenda or somebody famous or a big comic in the room. Everybody shuts the fuck up and looks at me. And then I start talking, and I start fucking just blah, 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 blah. And I didn't know what the... So I started having you guys talk, and Dustin came in here with guns in the chamber. You know, I mean, literally.
That's not the way it works.
Guns ablazing.
Guns ablazing.
Goes that way, too. We had
guns in the chamber. You better look
at it. He had bullets in the guns.
You better have your bullets, chambers in the guns.
He had knives in the holsters.
It was like you were trying to look for something and also explain it. We're like, bullets, chambers, I don't fucking know.
I was just so funny because I've been up since 6. I went to bed at 3. I had this audition today. And it was a very small audition for a TV show. And I'm so out of it. I'm so fucked up. This baby thing has consumed my anxiety so much that I can't remember. And I have a great memory. I can memorize a script in 5 minutes, around 13 pages.
You didn't remember not to put the letter B in the word memory. That was actually all right. Fuck
that,
everyone.
That was all right, but you know
what?
That
was pretty good. I wasn't listening to Bobby, so that's why I suffered. Yeah.
I listened to the whole thing. I wasn't
funny.
On board with that.
So I
listened to the whole thing. I saw nothing funny.
There was this whole rant of Faneuil Hall and Rivera's Run, and then it said
that should have been second nature for you.
Yeah, exactly. And then it said the White House, and then it says Jefferson's
Memorial.
But I kept saying monument, and then I said museum. I couldn't.
And then you said slave children.
I couldn't. I every other M except.
You're like fucking Faneuil Hall all the way to the White House to Jefferson's fucking slave
manumission.
Kid.
I couldn't. It's like it, to me that's to me shitty writing. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, come God. On, Bobby.
Hang on. You don't need to put in Jefferson's memorial when there's a Washington Monument and then there's something else museum.
I think
in the world.
I think
you know what? Dump the M part. We get it.
Stop trying to explain your bomb with bad writing.
I really did suck. And I'm in the room. I go, Jefferson's monument. And I went, no, there's no monument. No laugh.
I was with Nate Bargatze last week, and he was...
bragging?
Oh, yeah. He was auditioning for a commercial.
Where were you?
We were in Los Angeles, and he was getting ready for this commercial audition like the whole night before, the whole day. I'm driving with the audition, and he's like doing like Nate acting, where he's like, hey, y'all want to remove stains? Stains are bad. So he gets in.
Stains are bad. Stains are bad.
Stains are bad.
Where's Giannis?
I don't know.
You said you were supposed to hate.
I fucking put a Facebook message out.
To the break.
I'm sorry.
Dressing up like a tranny.
The break's running on that story.
Jeez. Yeah.
Yeah, really, lost Robert there.
Threw down the anchor. I was just trying to get some traction going.
I really, you know what, dude? My brain literally.
You know what, dude?
He wasn't even waiting for the bandana. He was just going to.
Just,
speaking
I'm
of
sorry.
That
I'm
was
sorry,
a flood.
That was
a bomb.
Fire,
that was a bomb. That was a bomb.
I was doing who, what, when, where. I was explaining the 5 W's.
Dan, you know what? There was no voices in there.
I'm
you
trying
me.
To turn
you
know, a new leaf.
You know it's a bad story to,
I want
when someone goes, where's Giannis? It's a bad sign.
Back. He's back.
You're pulling Giannis out of the bullpen. It's not good.
What's Giannis doing right now? Fuck.
I think he's putting his dress on right now.
Can I hear the old Indian? I haven't heard him in so long.
For the young brave has returned to the tribe.
No, do the Dustin Gnome battle as Indian.
For the man wearing the tall head came to the battleground of the tribe leader who lived below. The fight was long, awkward. Many arrows were thrown. But at the end of the day, both tribes lay dead.
And had hummus.
And had hummus. And wrapped grape leaves.
This is what blew me away. I love that fucking guy, though. The old Indian. That's the old Indian, but a white guy doing
Remember
it.
Remember when white actors used to play Indians? Yeah,
hello, the lady comes down.
For the great iron horse has ridden from the east.
Can you tell your Nate Bargatze story in the old Indian voice? That'd make it more interesting.
The pudgy warrior from the south practice his lines to the gods.
He's not going
to
like that.
No, what the fuck, man? Why am I pudgy?
Why am I pudgy? And why is my hair like fucking Nick Griffin's?
Nick Griffin, gorgeous head.
Why'd I get old at fucking 22?
He's got a salt and pepper hair with a Justin Bieber haircut.
He really does. He looks like he was fucking attacked by a ghost. His hair just went white.
He's a ship survivor. Yeah. He's in the cold ocean for so long, his hair went gray.
Very handsome man.
He is a very handsome man.
Who are we talking about, Nate or
Griffin?
Oh, I was going to say Nate.
Yeah, Nick's a handsome
man.
Wow,
now it's weird. Now, because he really is a handsome man.
He's gorgeous.
I was giving you the fucking Nate one because he's not. But when you say he's a handsome man, he's gorgeous, that's gay.
I didn't call him gorgeous.
I called him gorgeous, and I'll stand by it.
Nate is not handsome, nor is he a man.
Well, he's a man.
What happened, what I thought was what I loved about it was that at the end you walked up and you were like, yeah, you joked around. It was over.
Yeah, you invited him to the party, right?
Yeah, and then I'm over at the party and I was like, you know, to invite Dustin. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. It was a great party. And I hit him up and he was a little paranoid. He was like, I don't know. It sounds like a setup. But it did, though. My text was like, hey, Gnome said come over. It was like De Niro. Go down there. No, down there. No, down there. No, inside. Down there. I'm okay. Okay. I'll get a dress.
Take a jacket.
I saw him and he was like, oh, and then after all that, Gnome invited me to the party. I was like, really? Oh, all right, fine, dude.
I like that voice.
Did you go? He was like, yeah, I went. He wasn't there, though. You weren't there?
No, I'd lie. I didn't know he was coming. I mean,
that's good that he went, though.
I was there for a while.
He had some chicken. He got some food, and there you go.
Did he take a lot? A lot of chicken.
How much did he eat?
He had all of his street team promoters come over and take chicken, too.
Yeah, that make me laugh. A little doggy bag for the street team.
They're actually eating chicken outside while fucking selling tickets in front of the seller.
Chicken for the party.
This place has horrible food.
Yeah. They're actually selling that. Yeah, we got chicken tonight, guys.
If you guys come to the show, we'll give you a free chicken. You guys want some free chicken?
I love the buffet, too. You can tell the black bouncers had fucking input in that. It was fried chicken. There was not a vegetable in sight. It was just barbecue and cake and cornbread with frosting.
You don't look like you were
all
too
right,
upset.
I'll take that.
It's a little
I'll take
insensitive.
That. Yeah. I'll take
just
that.
Just a little insensitive.
Well, it wasn't really a joke. You're just naming facts.
I was naming facts, trying to do it in a funny way, and you guys were actually staring at me like I was CNN.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah, it didn't come. That's why I'm wrapping this bandana.
Where is Giannis?
Can you text him?
All right, I'll text him.
Yeah, please. Do
he's probably
something.
Getting mobbed outside by 20, 15-year-old Puerto Rican girls.
I told him. He said 3 o'clock, right? And I said, yeah, I'll see you at 3:30.
Here's the deal, too. The Puerto Ricans really think that character is Puerto Rican or Spanish, and it's not. And they get mad when they find out he's Greek.
That's what I said. Eventually, that character's going to blow up even more when they find out it's just a white guy saying nigger every 30 seconds. That's going to double the popularity.
He's going to be on Good Morning America.
Like, oh, wait a minute.
Well, you can't do that. Well, the best is when he sold out Caroline's. I'm talking to one of the waitresses. I'm like,
hang on 1 second. What'd you say?
When he sold out Caroline's.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Lewis.
When she sold out Caroline's.
And solid numbers on a Tuesday.
I was talking to one of the waitresses, and I was like, how are the shows? And she goes, Very confusing to sit because everyone's like Rodriguez. They're like M Rodriguez, and they're like fucking 40 hands go up. And you're like,
see? Yeah, where do you put all the baby carriages?
Kochek isn't that big.
He's calling me.
But didn't he ring the buzzer a few minutes ago? He's probably out front.
Just call, answer the phone buzzer. And find out. You fucking
Giannis. Where are you? Why aren't you in the studio?
Just, I'm gonna buzz him up.
Hit the four. Just tell him to hit four.
Hit four.
And come up.
Well, why does he need to buzz hit four? We already know he's here.
Oh, he's outside the door. He's
yeah,
in
I
the
think
hallway.
Noam let him in. Remember, he buzzed.
But you let him in and you locked the door?
I didn't lock the door.
He's been there for 10 minutes.
Oh, God, Noam. You didn't wait for him to come up?
Don't even try it. I
all right, I tried.
I buzzed him in the same way I buzzed him and him in.
I tried. You're right. It's not your fault.
I got it.
I really put it on
so
you.
He's just
didn't
been
I?
Sitting outside for 10 minutes?
Yeah, we got Kurt coming, too. Ready?
How long are we waiting out there?
Hi, buddy.
2 seconds.
How you doing? What are you doing? How you doing?
Sitting down with a falafel. We're just earbuds.
Eating for a radio show?
He's got earbuds in.
Yeah, take the other ones out.
Oh, my God.
He's really on some fuck you for us.
Nobody in comedy is better at making it seem like he has stuff going on than Giannis.
What are you, Brad Pitt in every movie? Stuff in your face? Did you notice that? He eats all the time.
He's unbelievable
movie.
At eating.
It's a Marlon Brando influence.
That's true. He's always chewing on something.
He talked about that. It's like a Marlon Brando thing. Like,
well, it's annoying for fat people because it makes me hungry every time I see one of his fucking movies. I can't watch his movies past 9:30. I'm raiding the cabin, binging.
I'm just jerking off while I watch his movies. It's beautiful.
We were just talking, Giannis.
Yes.
That I met some fans of the show you did that Mauricio did, and there's people out there that like when they find out that you're not Spanish, get mad. Because they really think that, yeah, I had some people like, oh, my God, so funny. So, oh, my, she's great. And then I go, yeah. And he goes, well, the guy was like, yeah, the husband told the wife, yeah, he's not Spanish. It's a dude that's a Greek dude. I love his, because he loved your Greek character.
Right.
He was like, the Greek one's way better. And she was like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, he's a Greek dude. She's like, no, fuck you, is he? Because she's Puerto Rican. Yeah. She's like, oh, fuck that.
Yeah, no.
She was like mad.
Yeah, they get it. They get upset that she doesn't exist in reality. They love her.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That you. I mean, what are you gonna do if it gets huge? Are you gonna have to let people know?
You're gonna have to pull a Bob Zamuda and Kaufman and just have someone else as Mauricio.
Well, I think like when we do the live show, it's called the Giannis Pappas Show, and I do stand up in it. So if people don't make the connection, then.
They're fucking
they're
retarded.
Slow,
they're
yeah.
Puerto Rican.
In fact, yeah. It was funny. This girl comes up to me after the last run we did at Levity, and she comes up after. She goes, my friend just told me that you were all three people. That's crazy. You were the other dude, too?
Did you go to school
for
that?
Where did the mustache go to?
This was after she saw the show. She was still putting it together.
Jesus. I thought they just hung out in the back and shit.
How far can that character go? Like, can you get like
around 3 miles?
Can you do like Tyler Perry, like Madea movies with Maurice?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know.
Fuck
is
yeah.
That, is that a goal?
I don't know.
Would it be Giannis Pappas presents The Diary of a Third Sexted Person?
I tell you what, though, it would be a great movie if, like, an independent film. If you wrote an independent film with her and you and did a little Eddie Murphy thing in there.
Yeah.
Hercules.
But that would be hilarious if she had to, like, solve a crime and then suck a dick.
I like the character of comedian who punches women in the face.
I'm working on that one, yeah. I'm doing some field research right now.
I haven't seen it live, but I've heard great things.
Giannis is method acting.
Is that Godfrey? No.
That's him.
Oh, you punch a woman?
No, I punch a woman and her boyfriend.
Yeah, if you want, we have a 3.5-hour podcast about it.
Yeah, it's only okay when you punch the boyfriend, too.
Thank God he came up to the stage. When he was coming, I was like, thank you. Imagine it was just a woman. It would have been like 50-50 in the comedy community.
Giannis hits women.
Yeah, but no, he punched a boyfriend too.
Okay. Who did you punch first?
The woman. Well, the girl hit me first.
That's
and
not
then
what he
I
asked,
hit
Giannis.
Her,
and you hit her back.
And then, it was almost like simultaneous, like a Quentin Tarantino movie.
What did you say to her right before she punched you?
I said, don't do it, because I will hit you. That's the last thing I said.
He said, I've been waiting to do this.
Don't do it. I hate my mother. Don't do it.
He went,
it
was like finally.
It was like a Tarantino movie because Giannis had said the N-word 14 times.
Oh, it was a black girl?
Yeah.
Was she black?
No, she was Irish.
She
did act black.
The funniest part ever, she did a jig before she hit him. She went, what did she say?
Oh, I'm not English. I'm Irish. And I'm about to show you how Irish I am.
Show him the jig.
Swear to God, word for word.
She did a jig and then hit him.
Yeah. She went. She did like a Sugar Ray shuffle and then Lewis was there.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Lewis had a heart on.
I came.
She was. She
Have you seen
like...
Giannis's act?
You piece of shit.
Funny because it's true. Boom. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
What
and
was she mad about? What was
she was. They were talking loudly, disrupting the show. So yeah. Like, I addressed it once, and then I addressed it again. Then I was like, "Look, if you guys want to talk, just leave." And then I just, you know, said some cutting heckler stuff to transition back into the show, and she just approached the stage once. Called me rude and impudent, and then I was like, I'm rude. She left, and then she came back, and she just punched me.
Impudent?
Impudent. No, like I
impudent,
couldn't.
Like can't get it up?
Yeah. Like can't get it up, yeah.
Baby dick.
Baby dick. Speaking of baby dicks, me and Noam are having babies. He's having a baby boy. I'm having a baby boy.
You're having a baby too, Noam?
And my baby's dick is way bigger than his. I think his baby is actually a girl. We saw the photos.
I really hope that Noam's son just has a hog, and that you just have to. And your baby's
gonna,
just got listen, like a little tiny.
That's not. It's not going to happen,
dude. My kid's got heavy, heavy.
It's
balls.
Not going to happen, and I don't like that you turn on me anytime somebody more important in your eyes is in the room.
First off,
you cocksucker!
I thought it was rude that you said his son had a small penis.
Shut up!
Yes, it is.
It's not rude.
It is rude.
I think she meant to say impudent.
He does. You want to see it?
You, so?
You want
to
see it?
I don't care. To
you judge. You judge.
I don't want to judge baby.
Show him your. Show him your kid's
I'm
penis.
I'm not.
Why?
Because I can't believe that now you're making fun of my fetus. I just can't believe that.
It's not
like,
a fetus.
You're
it's
so,
your kid.
Like, you so much have to find something to elevate yourself above me that you're
not above
on,
you.
You're
not above you. Above your kid.
Sounds.
Above your kid.
Bobby almost turned this into an abortion argument. It's not a fetus. It's a person.
Life starts.
It is a person.
First of all, your fetus is five more weeks advanced than mine.
Oh.
And you know what? It's five
and
more inches advanced than yours.
Time,
guys, where are you getting these dick pictures of your fetuses? They don't do that.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
You ask for a dick pic?
You got to slip them a 20, but they'll give you a fucking... You got to slip them a 20.
Wait, did you do like the 3D imaging of his dick?
I'm doing that next week.
Oh, so you can't tell from the ultrasound, dude.
Yeah, you can.
The
yeah.
3D one, you can.
Yeah, you can. Dumb. You're Puerto Rican. You can't.
Bobby's talking like he's in a back alley doing a drug deal, by the way.
Why?
Like, you're talking like this.
Oh, sideways? You know why? I'll tell you why. Because this
you
house.
Hurt your neck?
No.
He's having a stroke right now.
This house is on a slant a little bit. And if I don't do it this way, I'll roll right out the fucking door. So I have to kind of do it on a sideways motion so I keep my feet this way.
You look like a heroin dealer.
Yeah, well, I'll turn
right,
this way.
You're going to walk down the street and then take a right.
Speaking of fetuses, how many bodies you guys got on you?
What's that? Wait,
how many fetuses you guys killed?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, abortions?
It's liberal talk here. Just
oh,
liberal talk.
I've got.
How many?
I got. Well, here's the deal. I got.
None. There were condoms.
I got two. Two.
I got
down.
Two dead.
I
got
condoms.
I got one dead one.
Yeah.
And then I got one I killed, and yeah. Then one that God killed.
Jesus.
Toiletto. Right. His name was Toiletto.
No,
Flush.
No, Jesus killed him. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I have one miscarriage.
I love
yeah,
it. I got
miscarriage you. Freaked me out more than the orgasm. I mean, the orgasm.
Anyway. I don't know where
I can't even believe I came.
Wait a second.
I came so hard.
Can somebody grab that?
It's Kurt.
I'll get it.
He's just going to walk through the through the walls.
Can you just tell him to come up?
Kurt Metzger is my favorite poster of all time.
He kills
I
Facebook.
Check into his Facebook page at least once
oh,
a day.
Oh, he's the
yeah,
best, dude.
It's the best.
He's a lunatic.
He called Lena Dunham, what do you call it? He said, unfunny potato.
You
said her body's
go
shaped like a potato.
You got to go? You sure? I got a mic right there. I was going to stick him into. All right, goodbye, Noam.
How many
well,
bodies? I want to hear the answer, though.
What's
none.
That?
I kept my only I kept my only baby.
I got two. I'm about to get two teardrop tattoos for each one.
Come on in, Kurt.
With a,
how many
with
you got,
Joe? Liberal life?
Zero.
Zero abortions.
I have three STDs.
What kind of fucking liberal are you? You're supposed okay. to... You're not a fuck. You can't get in the liberal club without an abortion on you.
That
you
mic's
know.
On right there.
What kind of fucking Democrat yeah. are you,
how many? How many abortions you have? Say it. Say it in the microwave. Tap it on the fucking
microwave.
What is wrong with you today,
four.
Bob?
You have four. Four. You got four wow. abortions.
That
four
is way
girls?
Liberal. Way liberal.
That's a plethora.
Three girls. Really? Wow. So two with one. How'd you coax the second one? How'd you get her to do the second one? Usually the first one is hard enough. What did you force it?
No, no, no. She went with the program. She
really? Did you pay for the whole thing?
Of course.
Really?
He met them all at abortion rallies. It's a sure thing.
That's a great place
it's
to
a sure shot. I don't got to wear a condom. I know how this is going to end.
The first one was in high school.
It was in high school. Oh, you had the first one in high school. Really?
Yeah, when you know.
I didn't have that foresight.
When you tell the story, you can make it up however you want.
I had
first one, I was 12. Her name was Christy Brinkley. Why not?
I had to steal money out of my father's pants pocket.
Really?
To get the money, because I couldn't tell him why I needed that kind of money.
You could have told your father. He would have fucking...
I mean, I could have told him. I didn't want
to. Your father would have went, yes, my son, he popped his cherry. Oh.
No.
My first one, I got it. You remember the abortion clinic in Boston that the guy shot everybody?
Yeah.
That's where I got my first abortion, like 6 months before that lunatic went in there and took everybody out.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, man. I got good timing on that.
Yeah, my first real girlfriend popped her up and took her in there. Weirdest thing ever.
Was that the mentally handicapped chick from the bus?
No. I never. No, she just jerked me off with lava soap. What'd you say?
Jeez.
Do
you guys all refer to like we're having an abortion,
like they do with pregnancies?
Yeah, like we're pregnant.
No, no, no. It was
we're
your,
having
you guys
an abortion.
Are, you guys are progressive.
You're having an abortion and you're losing a boyfriend.
Yeah. I think I only got one. Now, do miscarriages count?
Like no, I had one miscarriage.
God, that's the abortion God. That's God. Gives
bodies
him? Are on God. No,
yeah, that's God's death. Yeah. God murdered that one.
No, I'm talking about like you put the body
I got,
down.
I got one, but I tried to talk her out of it.
Why?
Because I'm dumb, dude. I mean, I can say that to the Lord when Jesus. I die, that I was like, hey, let's not have this abortion. Yeah. I can say that, but thank God. It's like, you know, people have the kid, and they're like, I can't imagine my life if I had an abortion. That's how I feel about the abortion. Like, I can't imagine if she had that kid.
Really? Was it not your girl now?
No, not my girl now.
So,
it's the one before her.
Oh, my God. That's the
one
thing.
Before her.
Oh, that's psycho bitch?
Yeah, it would have been.
Did you ever look back at the girls? I did this. I've seen girls that I dated at certain points now. And what they would have been like as my wife, I lucked out so much because some of the girls that I thought might be the one look like dog shit right now.
Is that the best thing in life, dude? Like,
fuck, I want to...
Blown out. Dumper blown out.
Dude,
I want to go to church on Sundays just to be like, thank you, God, whatever. You saved me from this fucking no-neck gypsy.
God's listening at all times. You know, if any of his ex-girlfriends are listening right now, they just cried.
That's the best thing, dude.
I am a no-neck gypsy.
I have two ex-girlfriends that look like Marisa.
Even girls you never got to, even girls that she's were not your hot. Girlfriend, dude. Girls that you never got to fuck that you were into, and you just see them there.
That's the best.
Wow. What do you mean?
Just like girls you always liked.
Yeah, girls
they
that
were
like,
into it.
Hang on, shut the fuck up. I didn't hear it the first time because you said that's the best. I'm trying to hear it the second time.
Like chicks you were into.
Sorry, Dan. I just snapped on Dan. I'm sorry. Dan's eyes always make me sad.
Hey, dude, if you
it's
want,
like, it's like a fucking dog when you hit it.
By the way, I came down with Dave. If you wanted to come by, he said text him.
Dave, who?
I tell him.
He's here.
Yeah, that's why I was late, because I was at his thing.
Tell him to come up if he wants.
We're all about to get bumped. Let's go,
if he wants to. If he wants to.
Joe List and Dan Soder are going to stop speaking.
What are you talking about?
I'm practicing right now.
Why?
I'm throwing out pearls over here. Last week I wasn't talking because it was an argument that didn't concern me.
Yeah, it was. Well, it did concern
me.
I
listened to that. That shit got heated, huh?
Yeah,
that was weird.
It got weird.
I should have.
Dustin makes it weird. He gets emotional.
Oh, by the way, you guys missed the best part. The 5 minutes that the recording went out is what was when Dustin said the most horrible shit.
What he said?
That's when he brought up. He was like, oh, you know, I talked to a couple of waitresses that used to work for you, and
it cut out, and now nobody knew it.
Nobody really understood.
Now you just brought it up. You fucking. That was God saying, I don't want this on.
Well, you know what? I'm better than God.
Talk on this episode.
You don't believe in God?
God talk.
You
don't believe in God. What am I?
You
a
don't?
Maniac?
What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
You don't believe in God?
Then kill some fucking babies.
God
man.
Would never make a man with a mouth that small.
<It's Joe List.
laughs> I don't believe in God. Prove it. Kill some fucking babies, dude. Get some girls pregnant.
Yeah,
I've
wipe
tried.
Your mouth, you slob. What is wrong with you?
Like you just blew fucking
Greek food. Got mayonnaise out. Fucking
just a typical fucking Greek fatso.
yogurt
sauce around his mouth at all times.
Can
I get a sandwich like, with extra mayo? I have a radio show to do.
He looks like a dehydrated black guy.
I always thought that Giannis looks like a Treat Williams if you like pinched his head up on top a little bit. Like a young half.
Was that laugh?
Yeah. I don't know. I like it.
It's a laugh
this.
I've never heard of.
Shit.
Did you work
this is a low laugh?
Yeah. You pinched his head. Yeah,
is Metzger booking
face,
something?
Like, smushed together.
Giannis really went deep with that laugh there.
You really fucking cried.
By the way, Bobby, I'll step it up. Metzger is here.
Yeah.
Tim's been here for 9 minutes, told three stories. The audience doesn't know what the fuck's happening.
You know what, dude?
They're like, finally, there's a second funny person in the room. They have no idea who it is.
Kurt Metzger is here. Giannis Pappas, Dan Soda, Joe List, Louis J. Gomez. And the other voice you heard, the softer voice, was the gnomed woman.
Kurt has the best Greek joke I've ever heard.
Can you stop sucking Kurt's dick?
No, I'm just saying.
Does he tell it with his mouth full?
No. Great. It's like,
seriously, like, I will go watch it. First of all, and you're the best Facebook poster of all. I check in once
a day. Did you get a show?
No.
What the fuck?
No, I'm saying.
What
no.
the fuck?
I'm just being honest.
Yeah, but you're on my show.
I'm a fan of his work.
Honest Giannis. It's a new segment.
Honest Giannis, new segment.
This is Bobby.
Take your cock out and let me go.
This is Bobby's fault for packing the show with a stand lineup from a fucking Tuesday.
Well, I had to do this for Joe List because he was so shell-shocked last week.
I know. I got like a half hour of material in my back pocket from last week.
Oh, God. I was just looking at him. He was like, his glasses were fogging up.
I was hurt. That I was invited. It's like you brought me to a knife fight.
I did.
You had to pack out a podcast.
I had to pack it out with funny motherfuckers who have hope.
He calls Greeks Greek diner monkeys.
No, that's not.
Diner monkey from ass fuck island.
Yeah, but there's a context to it.
You shut
it's
down the podcast with that fucking loud diner monkey voice.
By the way, while we're on fucking giving Kurt credit, he also has one of the biggest dicks I've ever seen in my entire
Can
life.
Can I see it?
It's not. Yeah, I'll show you a picture of it.
Yeah, please. I'd love to see it.
It is
honest
his wallpaper.
God.
Retarded.
I'd love to see it.
My New Year's resolution is to stop taking my actual dick out with dudes. I'm not going to make it, but.
Of course you didn't. You didn't make it last year or the year before. Why would
didn't
you make it this year?
Didn't you used to be a Jehovah's Witness?
Yeah.
That's fucking, that's frustrating. Like, you're a Jehovah's Witness and you got this huge cock. You can't use it. That's a fucking movie. I just gave you a movie idea right there, dude.
Holy arrangement
that's a fucking movie idea, is it not? He's got this huge hog. And he can't
use it. Is Giannis a 10% or 15% manager?
Wait a minute.
It sounds like he's 20.
First of all, you and Joe DeRosa have the same chest.
That's
the same body hair.
My stomach looks like Joe's chest.
Yeah.
Nobody's Dude, chest looks like Joe's.
I know it's a big. I know it's a big dick.
That's a two potato.
Okay, it's a two potato.
That's a three potato.
That's a four potato.
Yeah, wait,
Jesus
Christ. It's not
that's
that,
a fucking.
Yeah.
That's,
wait, let's pass
it's
it around.
Not that
hang
the
on
camera
a second.
Picks it up, but don't mention the whole aspects of the picture.
I just want to say though, you're not circumcised.
It's in Giannis's mouth.
I am circumcised.
Okay, so that's not even hard on me.
There's a kid in the background.
It looks like she's.
It's close to It's close to there.
It's a birthday party.
It's not full.
No, but it's almost there.
It's almost there, but because I can see her pulling skin over the helmet, right? So it's not.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Can I just see this picture?
Do you have a better picture of your conk?
Kurt, can like we
a
see more, it?
Because it's a little blurry at the top.
Kurt, I want to see the context of that one.
Hang on one second.
Yeah, that's not fair, dude.
Yeah, we got
to
see it.
Let everybody else see it. Look at us, hungry to see his cock.
Come on,
let me see it.
Because I'm not the only one in some of these, so I can't, like.
I understand what a big dick looks like. I don't need to see a specific one.
It's like a fan of the opera.
That's a not only.
Say, come on!
First of all, fag Lewis, put your hand.
Get
out.
In the picture.
He's
Shut
acting
up.
Like
no,
there's a fucking one bag of chips
I don't
in the room.
I
relax.
Joe just handed him a dick opener.
You gotta just listen.
Not a warm bag of chips deserved way more.
Here's a rule. Here's a rule. You can only talk about the chick, the dick. Only talk about the dick, not who's in.
We talked right through Bobby's all-time best.
Yeah, that was a good line. Deserve more. One bag of chips in the room.
Listen, not even a thing.
Listen here. Not only is your dick big, it's a fatso. It's a fat. Don't your dick needs Weight Watchers. Your dick, because the helmet isn't as big as the rest of it.
Yeah, it's like a toothpaste.
Like you have my helmet on your dick.
It looks like I got the wrong helmet.
Yeah, you have a Mr. Potato.
He's got a Beetlejuice dick.
Like my dick got there late. There weren't enough helmets left.
He's like the ninth grader.
Just like a ninth grader helmet.
A ninth grader who has to stay back. And he's still
pop
water.
Helmet Like with kids sitting those little desks with the arm part on it.
Can we pass it around?
I'm going to pass it around.
Yeah,
no,
pass it around.
I got orders not to pass.
No, I can't do
I
that
just
one.
Want to see.
Hang on.
Shut up, Louis.
Do you have one that you can can you show them the other one?
Yeah. I can show you the other one. I can't fucking.
Ooh, this is too much. Oh, boy. Shit. I hope Kelly never comes back.
Oh, I got to make that announcement. She's not.
Ah!
She's not coming back. She's staying in Australia.
She's not coming back, huh?
No, she's not coming back.
Bullshit. She is.
That's bullshit.
Swear to God, she's not coming back. She's staying in Australia for the next 6 months.
Because today's her birthday.
What it?
Are you being serious?
What's today, going on here? I can't even
what, see is your birthday
it.
Today?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
That's
funny. That's really funny.
Yeah, she's not coming back. She won't be on the podcast. I actually got somebody to replace her.
What the fuck?
Well, what happened?
Oh, that's funny.
Is she going to Dave Smith?
Are you
Smith's
serious?
Fucking...
No, I'm not. She's coming back. She'll be back next week.
Oh, I thought she went to
By the way,
Smith
what a bunch of fucking homos we are. We really all just got sad. Yeah, like, the real colors came out.
No, I just thought New York got a little bit funnier. I got sad. Just kidding.
Surprise, guys.
I'm back.
I'm back. Bobby was joking. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday.
Kelly, I love you. I'm the only one that recognized your birthday.
Guys, I brought chocolates back from Australia. I brought Australian chocolates made
of
milk.
Chocolate.
It's made out of goat's milk chocolate.
It's real sugar.
My
it's not corn syrup.
My father does charcuterie.
She's turning into Oliver Twist slowly.
Dude, did you show the hog to everybody?
He shows dog hog.
No, dog. He showed his dog's tiny dick.
Let me tell you something, man. If I could have, I'd be a
an asshole.
Here,
what do you think?
What
people
the
just
fuck does that mean?
If you had a big old monster dick.
First of all, how do you know?
With great power comes great responsibility,
because,
Bobby.
You have medium dick face.
Hang on 1 second now. You've never seen my dick.
But I'm guessing it's medium.
How can you throw that out there?
Bob,
guys
inches?
Like Kurt have monster cocks.
How do you know I don't have a big dick? I don't like your assumption.
Am I wrong?
Absolutely not. My dick is the most mediocre cock.
Go around the room, inches. We've all.
I'll tell you this. I'll tell you who's got a pretty impressive piece. Mr. Joe List.
Hang on 1 second.
He's covered in scabs.
Yeah, but he breaks even. He's got herpes on it. So,
do you hear that? Hang on 1 second.
Even.
Hang on.
Yeah, piano.
It's gnome.
It's gnome.
Gnome, shut up.
Gnome's writing a song in his apartment.
He misses being an artist.
About the conflict.
It's called The Conflict.
There I was on a podcast with my enemy on the other mic.
Let's get back to my big dick.
Do you have a big dick?
He's got a thick piece.
Got a pretty good size.
Tall and skinny always equals big dick.
Well, I tried when we were in Montreal. Dan and I were sharing
a... tried to suck Dan's cock. And he tried to suck yours and he couldn't.
I was trying to, we were sharing a hotel room and I was in the shower. I thought it'd be funny if I came out with a full-on hard-on. So I tried for like 15 minutes in the shower, but I couldn't do it because I'm not gay, you know. So I got like a hemi.
First of all,
semi.
Yeah, okay.
Came out with that, and it was pretty impressive.
It was pretty funny.
Okay, here's the deal, though. Lewis wants us to jump on that because he thinks that we jumped on yours. Dude, you lied in the bed. First of all, Joe List is, you lied in the bed with a very good-looking man, Justin Silver.
Beautiful.
Got naked and then decided to get hard on.
No, he did. Yeah. I stood there and laughed.
It doesn't matter.
Lied there and laughed.
Well, I was going to come out. I wasn't with
anyone. Wait, he got a hard on?
He tried. We told the story. He tried to work one up because Big J was taking a shit in the bathroom, and he takes notoriously long shits.
Yeah.
So Justin was like, he was like, dude, I'll work up a boner, and then when he comes out, we'll be lying in bed naked together, and I'll have a boner. It'll be hilarious, which it is kind of funny.
Yeah.
And thank you, Joe.
He's just trying to hide the fact that he wants to.
It's not funny. It's gay.
It's just gay.
It's straight gay.
Yeah, it's
hey
gay,
guys, you know it'd be hilarious.
There's no way around it. What Joe did was fucking straight.
Because I'm on my laptop.
It sounds like the kind of wacky prank Sandusky used to pull.
What's ever dicks on and they come out? What?
Well, did you say you're on your laptop?
I was just on my laptop.
Don't do the fucking I'm on TV, I'm on my laptop.
I was on my laptop at the desk, and then all of a sudden the door opens, and I just hear Joe go, yoo-hoo. And I look over, and Joe's got a fucking plumped up dick. He's like, huh? And then I just looked at it casually, and I was like, oh, you got a thick piece, bro. Went back to my laptop.
Joe did that to me with at Jay's house. I was playing Xbox when he used to live with Jay. Uh-huh. And I just hear it go, Kirk, grow up. And I just turn around.
Okay.
And Joe's standing there looking like Cy Snoodles from Return of the Jedi.
Let me tell you something right now. This is why
that
I love.
That was an excellent reference.
This is why
Max Rebo bands.
I love Joe DeRosa because he doesn't care about being naked.
No.
He doesn't care about fucking whipping his cock out
or being funny.
Goddamn, Liz. Where were you last week? Liz, I was shivering in a corner.
I was crying.
So me and Keith were combusting his balls. I was on the phone with him, and Keith, you know, kept going, I got to talk to him. And as soon as I gave him the phone, of course, he hung up on him.
Yeah.
Fucking, he sends this video.
Jesus, he has three balls?
That's the grossest scrotum I've ever seen in my life.
It looks like he has three testicles. It's like a bag of potatoes.
The right side of his balls are the Arabic side. The left side is the Italian side.
It looks like the way he's holding,
it looks like there's no dick, and he's just holding balls.
It looks like a dog that was in a fire.
Yeah.
It looks like one of the mushrooms.
Wait, it's a video. Press play.
It looks like a mushroom that you shouldn't eat. Like it would kill you.
Yeah,
in the
this
wild.
Is a poisonous mushroom. And all. There's a.
Let me play it again. I'll play it. So he sent me a video from his balls up.
Ah, dude.
And he's stretching his dick out because he couldn't get it
hard. It's a worm's eye view, let's call it.
He's stretching. It's what all the trannies see. And then he said this.
Fuck you for hanging up, Bob.
It's got to be the funniest. I can't take my dick out, man. My dick.
Nah, my dick's not presentable either, man.
My dick's covered in Braille.
I remember when I had that problem. You're talking about warts or the herpes?
The whole shebang.
Did you get warts now?
I got a whole potpourri down there.
It's funny because when
who are you fucking homeless people?
What is it? There's like the
raw dog.
I'm the homeless person.
You told the story of this, right? It's like some girl you always wanted to bang, and you're like, fuck it, I don't care.
Yeah. That's how I got herpes. Yeah.
How'd you get warts?
I was fucking homeless, dude. I don't really have warts.
I was banging this broad under a bridge.
Yeah. Fucking Joe List is fucking puddles in New York City.
Fucking that puddle just winked at me. Fucking rippling.
You see that oily puddle by the gutter?
Hey, is that puddle mad at me? You think that puddle's mad at me? I should fuck that puddle, right?
I just fucked an ashy black chick in a trash bag on fucking 87.
I'm not going to get anything,
but
right?
If you openly say that, right?
Black chick on 87. Herpes, what?
What do you do after? Like, is there like a dating service or something?
Well, I have a girlfriend.
I
just got to not break up with her.
Yeah, you just have to find a girl with herpes.
There are.
My girlfriend doesn't have herpes. I feel like I'd have to tell that.
Well, not yet, but it's inevitable.
We do Valtrex.
I wear a condom when I have sex, and then I fucking just...
That's a fate worse than death.
Oh, you got a raw dog? You got raw dog your girl? Holy shit, dude.
No. But I raw dogged every other girl for fucking 11 years.
That's
like,
called
I did
murder.
That.
Yeah.
So what, do you have a breakout? Like, if you have a bad set, are you like worried? Like, you're gonna turn like the whole?
Not comedy related.
No, because it's when you
shoot your dick. Does your dick
turn into a Hulk? That's great.
Because when you stress out, secret. You have an outbreak. When you stressed out,
I had an outbreak, but I killed at the World Comedy Club and it went right away.
Joe's like, my secret is I'm always angry.
Do you get enough lysine in your diet? That's probably important.
I don't take care. I mean, I'm trying to quit drinking, which helps a little bit. Stressed out. I get them every once in a while, but they're not that bad now.
So your dick breaks out like fucking Soda's blotchy face when he gets angry.
It's true.
Yeah, is it, I get that too.
And is it like, because I get cold sore, dude, that sucks. And I get it like...
That's herpes.
Yeah, right. It's face herpes is what it is.
If you ever had the
chicken pox, you get a cold sore. So I don't feel guilty at all.
So if you get your dick sucked by a girl with a cold sore, will you get herpes?
Yes,
you can.
I don't think you can, actually.
I'm going to start.
It's a herpes.
Hold on. The doctor in the room.
Yeah, Dr. Gomez.
Dr. Gomez.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
You can't. No, it's a different virus. It's the same thing with like wrestlers. MMA guys.
It is a virus, but they can.
It's a different strand, but it can be.
I think I'm going to listen to the guy with herpes.
He's like, whoa, I got
this. Yeah, not the guy that should have herpes.
Why did God not give Luis Gomez herpes?
Luis J. Gomez has plenty of herpes.
Oh, that's weird.
I changed it to J.
Luis
so
Gomez
knows.
Is all fucked up somewhere, and Luis J. Gomez is laughing at other people.
Hi, I'm Joe A-List, and I am herpes free.
Did you ever watch like when you see like kids in Africa, and you're like, how'd that kid get my fucking AIDS that I should have got? Like, why would God do that?
Yeah.
Why, you think you should have AIDS?
I mean, I don't think statistically I should, but I have the guilt of like, how did I not?
Well, you like the butt though.
How did I not get something?
I should have got AIDS in fucking Brazil. Definitely should have got a nice.
It's hard for heterosexual guys to get.
You ate some pussy, right? Just like
Brazilian. Let's not get into details.
Okay.
Hey,
I should have got AIDS.
Any trannies? Huh? And you're in Brazil.
I didn't get
That's
any.
That's like not seeing the Louvre when you're in France.
We didn't see.
Welcome to Brazil. You must see our train.
It's very true. We didn't meet any, and I was very disappointed.
They look like chicks down there.
We didn't see. They look like chicks here. You just got to fucking go on fucking heroes.com.
Giannis went and did field research for the Mauricia character.
Yeah, you Brazil. Can't. You can't. We didn't go into the section that had the trannies.
Sure, you did.
I swear to God. Oh, I wish okay. we. Believe me, I was with Norton. I was fucking falling around like a little puppy dog, waiting for him to. Suck a dick in a corner for 14 real. But we went to just regular. I mean, it's so crazy down there. It's not anymore. It's not as what it used to be because our money is shit now. That's what sucks about getting pussy out of the country. Back when our money was the shit, we go anywhere. Yeah, it's $10 to fuck in the ass with no condom and come on their mother's face.
Wow.
And then get chicken and rice.
That's a deal.
Oh, wow.
You get eating chicken knuckles while you're getting your dick sucked by a family for $14.
By the way, how much was Noam not enjoying this podcast? He said he had shit to do. He's tuning one of his 75 guitars.
He's actually writing a song for something. He saw that one of his
this song
one
goes
of his,
out to high school abortions.
I think one of his people last year was actually on The Voice and made it right to the end, and now he's probably trying to get some
capitalize off that shit.
Yeah, I guess maybe I should try. Maybe he's gonna try to. I'd love to see Noam on The Voice. Oh, that made me so happy. If he won,
it's beautiful. Holy
forget
shit.
It. It's not happening. Isn't it playing? He's trying to play Bon Jovi.
Mama just killed a man.
That song's about AIDS.
Is it really?
No, there was a rumor that it was about AIDS, but. It was way before.
What do you mean? He killed a man with it because he had AIDS and he fucked him?
Well, it's about,
put my dick up
depression
in his
and
ass.
Wanting to die.
That was so before people, AIDS.
That's what I said.
That song was before AIDS.
That's what I just fucking said.
All right.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Whoa.
Where was this guy last week?
Don't push Joe in a corner.
That's what I just fucking said.
Sorry,
hey.
Everybody. Sorry. I got
a
note
I had
break.
Fucking hey, a bag of M&M's and a Coke. Don't fuck with it.
Did you hear the fucking words out of my mouth?
By the way, can we get some real Coke in here? We got Coke Zero and Diet Coke.
Yeah, Joe, I didn't know you stopped drinking. All the beer's for you.
Oh, you didn't? I texted you and called you crying 9 different times with no response.
Beer, dude? There's beer in there?
You didn't ever call me crying. I'm there for you. You actually didn't. I called you and you said, I call him in the middle of the night. Not at night. It was like 10:30. He texts me back. I'm in bed. What do you want? I don't know, to
that's
talk.
Ridiculous.
I'll read it right now.
That's.
I got it right now.
If
you
I wrote, I'm in bed with
if you. Don't,
you
if you don't pull out a picture of Joe DeRosa's balls right now, I'll be furious.
Don't read my text. That's personal.
I'm going to read it right now.
I said I'm laying in my girlfriend's and never going to be
able
what?
To get
that image.
I miss Dustin Chaffin having out with Noam.
You
Who
missed
won?
It, dude.
You didn't hear it?
No, I didn't.
We all did. We all won.
The listeners.
It just got really contentious and ugly.
It didn't. Yeah. It wasn't contentious or ugly because I don't know what contentious.
Yeah, seriously, what does that word mean?
But
argumentative.
Listen, Brooklyn. Listen, keep that shit over on the other side of the bridge. We're at the Comedy Cellar tonight. You make them laugh. You make them laugh loud, and you make them laugh long. There's no tea time. You don't take a cookie break in the middle of your set, you cocksuckers. Anyways, I was thinking, what else did I want to talk about?
You just like Robin Williams all of a sudden.
Save your batayas.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It was like a fight because after it happened, I was like, what the fuck just happened? Because I didn't think it was going to go that way. I really thought it was going to be a lot of fun. It was going to get heated a little bit. And then they go, sorry, because I know Noam. And I thought I knew Dustin. He showed me a side of him I didn't really know. Because Dustin's just, always been a sweet guy to me. Hey, what's up? What's going
I
on?
I listen to that, man.
And they kind of went at it. And that took me by surprise. I didn't think... That was going to happen. I didn't think what was said on either side was going to happen. And
he
then
did. Noam did attack his comedy publicly, though. That's kind of look that's enough to make you mad. I think.
And he apologized. And that was the. That's what
he did. Apologize though.
Here's
for
the thing,
it,
though. I thought that was the essence. Man. And when he finally said, "You hurt my feelings," I was like, "That's it. Yeah. Can we just go there, say sorry, and let's move the fuck on and get people? Don't take people out of his line." And it's all over.
But it was like they shook hands, and then they were like, "Fuck you!" And then they started throwing punches again. They're like, "No, man, good fight. Yeah. The fuck you looking at?" And then it just kept going
That's
on
exactly
and on.
Exactly what it was like. Yeah.
And then
it was
funny. Bobby's like, "All right, we're gonna wind this down." And I look at
the fucking Riot Cast thing and it says 40 more minutes. I'm like, how the fuck is this winding it down?
Yeah, I know. It was...
Vecchione and I had to take naps after we listened to it. I was like, that was too much.
It was uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was uncomfortable. It was definitely uncomfortable. But you know what? Fuck it. That shit has to be done. It was...
It's real, man.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. I did not mind it.
He attacked Dustin's comedy?
Yeah.
Why is Andrew Schultz okay to work?
Well,
I like Andrew Schultz.
Here's the thing, though, is that I...
Don't you fucking...
There's so many people that didn't like my comedy when I first came to New York that, look, I got up to the strip and the guy was like, yeah, you're not ready. I'm a working comic. I'm literally paying my bills with comedy. I work at the Comedy Cellar and the Boston, and I wasn't good enough to work the strip. You can't take
that. No, you can't.
Starla and Lucian. But here's the thing. Yeah. It gives a fuck.
Right, exactly.
I agree with
because
you.
Because as soon as I was on HBO, I was good enough to work everywhere.
Right, yeah.
Everywhere. But Lucian had to die, too. And so basically, Noam has to die just to Dustin have a shot.
But they do die. That's the great thing about comedy.
They do die. That's
they
a great thing.
They all drop dead, man. You just move up.
I feel like that's the wrong goal to have anyway, to focus
what,
on
for the
like,
whole club
death.
Owner to die?
No, just to like, oh, I got passed at a club. Now my career. Nah, dude.
Yeah,
it just means you
got
$25 in your fucking pocket. That's all
25.
It's
30 at the Cellar. Where are you working?
30. Yeah, 30.
Oh. Giannis does bar shows a lot.
A stage is a stage.
No.
It's just some of them don't pay.
Yeah, no, stage is a stage. It's a stage, man. It's all stages. You got people out there. You got if there's an audience in a stage, it's comedy. It's
I couldn't
shit.
Work the Times Square Art Center for the longest time. And now
it's gone. Now it's a haunted house.
Now it's a haunted I go there and I scare people all the time.
That place was hilarious because you do a comedy show and when you're coming out, there would just be a nightclub going on in the hallway. It's fucking weird, dude.
Dude, I couldn't even get in that place to visit my comic friends. There'd be like six bouncers that would have to call to each other just to get you in to go hang out with buddies.
I hate that. I had
to fucking
there once.
Sell it out to get out in there. I got
stop,
passed.
We get it. You sell out. And first of all, it's not you, it's her. All right?
Yeah. Just do the Giannis Papa show without Mauricio or Mr. Pano. See how many people show up.
Guys, I thought I'd just be Giannis tonight. Well,
you don't get to say sellout anymore on the show. You get two sellouts of fucking podcast.
Guys, no Wolf.
We've had
no
some
park.
Fun, but if I just take the wig off, I'll put it back.
Gene Wolf.
All right, listen. Yeah, that place did suck. I remember I went there once and I couldn't get in. And this fucks your self-esteem. I was on the show, and it's like, well, who are you? Fuck you.
And then their lineup is made entirely out of who are yous, that's really the whole lineup was fucking.
That's why I don't like these fucking barkers, because especially ones at Times Square, because they'll come up to you and try to sell me tickets.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, no comedy.
Right.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
I remember one time I asked them if it was me and Burr, and they said that we were on the show.
They do that.
They were like, we got a Dave Attell, Billy Burr, Robert Kelly.
To you. Greatest show ever.
To you, right?
Yeah, to me. All right,
Jay's got a story.
They didn't say my name, but
they
said Billy's. But listen, the thing. But I one time they were like, Dane Cook's coming tonight. And I went, Dane's coming? And I actually called him on the phone. I go, Dane, are you at the fucking Times Square?
Are you at Ha tonight?
Yeah. You're down in the basement?
They get mad when you do that, too.
They get mad when what? wait, who gets mad?
When you call them on their ship, they get mad?
As I call it?
Wait, hold on. Who gets mad? The barkers?
Yeah.
Well, they're going to blow them up on... Yeah, dude, they're fucking street orphans. I mean, they're
street orphans.
They're like the kids in Hostel that want bubble gum.
Bubble gum. Comedy ticket.
No,
fucking horrible, dude.
That's like the lowest breed of people, literally.
Slovakian street war orphans.
By the way, all of them will swear to you that they make $600 a day, but they dress like fucking paupers.
Well, didn't they?
Street
I mean, Lewis, you hired all of them at one point.
Yeah. Lewis is the king of the street.
I brought them here on a boat.
Lewis is giving speeches in a
sewer
down the road.
You've come a long way from being Fagin in a...
Yeah, he used to have a top hat and a fucking...
Lewis would be like,
a pocket watch.
You sell, you go above ground.
Can I eat more rat meat, Lewis?
That's funny.
Dude, those shows at Times Square Arts Center...
They were awful.
That fucking lineup, that black show lineup, it always looked like a menu. They're stupid names.
They all have one word.
Oh, hamburger and Cool Bubba Ice.
Chicken wing.
Are putting on a delicious show here tonight.
Barbecue sauce is here.
Oh, chocolate lava cake is closing it out. Oh, he's delicious. I'm really for dude. This new trend of like all the new black comics now use their own fucking names. Like I'm all into it.
Chicken you know parm is middling.
Oh, chicken pot pie is going on.
How about one
listen,
time I was
I give,
at?
I give credit where credit's due. Like all the new black comics now use their real fucking names. That's a great trend. That I would like to encourage.
I was at Ha Comedy Club one time and I brought DePaulo so down there.
Yeah.
And the MC's name was Hog Wild. He had a hat that said Hog Wild.
That was and Lewis. Then, he used to wear a hat like that.
But that's a white dude.
That was his name, Hog Wild. Yeah. And then Nick goes, he goes, what do you want me to say when I bring you up? And Nick goes, bring me up as one nutty fuck.
Yeah, I never got those fucking
one
name motherfuckers. So
oh, why not? It's great. That's where I started, dude.
Well, how about the people that add a middle initial?
Well, whenever you do a black show, whenever you do a black show, they can never remember your last name if you're white. You ever notice that?
Well, that's how that. I mean, I would be just Kurt for a while when I'd be in Philly because they were like Metzger. Oh, you want me to say a T and a Z together? Yeah. You expect me to do those linguistic gymnastics?
Yo, son, I
right
didn't
now?
Get homework.
Yeah, give it up for Kurt.
I would get brought up as give it up for Yam.
Yam. You are so.
No, that
yum.
Was they were actually insulting you. You're a fucking yam. I fucked up a guy's name when I first started hosting, and the guy got pissed at me. He had some crazy fucking. Stupid name, and I just brought him up. I said, give it up for Greg, but his name was John something. I got the first name wrong. I brought the headline. The headline's name was Greg. And it was just a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, I forgot a name once. Who was it? I forget his name now. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
But I fucking forgot his name.
We forget how nerve-wracking it is to host a show and remember somebody's name. Remember how much time you can do. If you can slip that one joke in, how many credits it is, when the show has to end, you get fucked. That's why I stopped hosting. I used to host at the Cellar, and I used to lose my fucking mind. We've got fucking Alan Havey coming in. How's the crowd? Anybody from out of town? What's going on? Who's it? Shut the fuck up. Go up and do your shit.
Stop getting intel, Havey.
Yeah. Look for my two fingers. Get the fuck off. I used to have to light Godfrey's money on fire to get him off stage. He would go on, and I got to go the fuck home.
Let me tell you the best
way. So I'd take his 20, and I'd light it on fire, and then he'd get off.
The only way you got to get Godfrey, here's the way you get Godfrey off. You
throw a white chick.
Get a woman in the audience to look him directly in the eyes. And that's the end.
Oh, that's a 20-minute fucking, what are you looking at, bitch? You know where we come from? I'm a fucking, we're supposed to dominate you.
Is Kurt too good for the bandana? That got zero. It was zero left.
Give him the bandana.
What's the bandana?
Yeah, when you bomb a joke.
Bomb
you,
joke.
Oh. I actually went along with it, so I should keep it.
I thought the joke was okay, but it got zero. I mean, that's a bomb is a bomb.
Yeah, Giannis is like, no, I'll take the bandana.
He actually did.
I'll wear it.
A stage is a stage.
starts calling him my Kurt. My Kurt doesn't have to have the bandana.
I mean, I just want to wear a bandana.
One time I told the host, I said my name. He goes, what's your name? And I said, Joe List, L-I-S-T. And he brought me up as Joe List, I-L-S-T.
That was good.
Dude, your story. Your story about
come on,
that
dude! I just got the bandana.
You're supposed to put it around the microphone, not your neck.
Oh,
you fucking
which one? That's one of the fucking
Clint Eastwood
best stories. The Ferguson?
The guy who won the contest. And in Boston.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
is fucking great.
I was at the Providence Comedy Connection. Yeah. And I think Rich Seisler was headlining. I was middling. And then the MC was his second time ever on stage. He won a contest the night before. And the contest goes by audience reaction. So we just brought like 40 people and won. So his second set ever is a paid Friday night MCing spot. So he goes up. It's
a great
packed.
Story.
It's packed. Seisler and I at the bar. And the Providence Comedy Connection is a bar in the back of the room. We're at the bar with our backs to the stage, and we're just talking like, I can't believe this guy. It's his second time. This is crazy. All of a sudden, we're just chatting, and I just hear a voice. He's like, whew, tough crowd. And I look over to my left, and the MC's just sitting at the bar with me. And I'm like, what? And he goes, dude, you're up. He just bailed on his time. He's like, 2 minutes. I look back, right? And there's 150 people looking at the bar, empty stage. He's like, yeah, you're on. I'm like, what the fuck?
You've been on for 4 minutes.
So I had to run up there, and I'm like, I'm not doing that guy's time. He just bailed. He just left. He didn't say goodbye. Awesome. Didn't bring me up. He's just like, that's it.
What is with these places?
Sat at the bar.
Especially on the road, man. They think the host is the least important part of the show for some reason. So like, yeah. Whoever, it's like, that's a guy we can pay the least.
That's what fucking Eastville does. Eastville pays $37.50 a show to host on the weekends.
Somebody doesn't work at Eastville anymore.
I don't. I'm fucking Eastville now.
Are you telling me Eastville is run poorly by Duke? You're going to fucking blow my mind right now.
What'd you have a falling out about?
I fucking told him I don't want to host anymore.
Do you want me to settle it?
Yeah, we said
well, we know how that goes. 2.5 hours of awkward.
I told him I didn't want to host shows anymore. I said, because it wasn't even really about the money. I just can't spend my entire night at Eastville.
For $37.50
a show.
Figure.
$75 for two shows.
Oh.
So,
what an asshole, dude.
Yeah, yeah. So then I told him I didn't want to host anymore. So he's like, all right, well, come in and let me go over your jokes with you. I was like, dude, I've been working here for 4 years.
Marco,
well,
wait a minute. Marco said, every other weekend. Let me go over your jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. He asked me for an unedited tape.
For an edited tape?
I used to work there. He asked me for an unedited 5-minute tape.
What does that mean?
Edited 5-minute tape. He was like, no.
You got the fucking, you're splicing it together.
Frankensteining your fucking 5-minute set.
That's what he said. Give me a 5-minute unedited tape.
What the fuck does that mean?
He wanted to see my
But no, what happened was I went in.
He didn't want transitions in between jokes.
Is there an epidemic of people sending out
cut
out 5-minute
tapes? That guy really
thinks
he knows some shit about
how were the jokes? Shitty, but the editing was amazing.
You don't want credit to the beginning, Star Wars style? Giannis Pappas from a world.
On a stage weeks ago.
So, I fucking, I went in and
stop
I...
Stop swearing, though. Sorry,
I
God.
I showed up.
This is no, seriously, settle down with the fuck bombs.
Sorry, bro. you say fuck more than anybody else.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, he didn't get it.
So, listen, I go in, and he told me to show up a half an hour early to go over my jokes. And I'm like, I show up 25 minutes early, and he yelled at me.
You showed up?
Yeah, yeah, dude.
To go over your jokes?
Yeah, with Marco? Wow. You're going to let Marco go over your jokes with you.
Yeah, let me tell you, dude.
Now, here's where I'd move my
eyebrows
up and
down. See, that's why comics take it in the ass, dude. That's why we take it in the ass, because we're willing to do shit like that. Show
it's
up.
It sucks. But
I admit it, too. I sent him a fucking tape. I should have told him, go fuck yourself.
Was it unedited?
It was unedited.
That's why I didn't get in the club. No, so then I show up 25 minutes early, and he starts, like, berating me in front of Dave Kinney and Chris Tinkle, which is making me furious.
In front of Dave Kinney and Chris Tinkle?
Sweaty-ass Dave Kinney and Chris Tinkle.
Both of them?
Yeah. So then I...
fucking two cavemen?
Yeah, so then I'm fucking, like, I'm just, like, kind of annoyed, and he can tell I'm annoyed. He's like, all right, what jokes are you doing? So I'm kind of telling the jokes. He's like, I can tell you're not happy that I'm doing this. I was like, no, dude, honestly, you want me to be honest? We're boys. We're friends, right? He was like, yeah. I was like, well, I don't feel as ever, after I've been doing comedy for almost 8 years, I should be going over my jokes. I feel like I either should work here or not work here. And he was like, this is your problem. That's why you're nowhere in this industry. He started saying, he called me ungrateful. And I was like, you know what, dude? I don't know. You
Marco
know what,
has
dude?
A lot of points though, dude. Honestly.
Yeah. You are ungrateful.
So you're an ingrate.
Dude, I told him, I was like, you know what?
Needed work.
You know what? You can just say he's Puerto Rican. You don't need to go into details. You know,
yeah, let's just
dude,
call
that
what
is
it is.
So out of line.
Yeah, dude.
Did.
So I left. I walked out. I said, I don't need to work the club. By the way, my girl was a bartender there.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm talking about like this is like my home club. Two weekends a month. I don't work weekends anywhere now, but I'm doing great.
You know what? He was right. You fucking idiot. You threw away a good opportunity. You should have let him fucking massage some of those shitty jokes you have.
That,
and kept
your
weekend.
No, dude, either you book a guy or you don't book a guy. If you're not a comic, by the way, he used to be a comic.
You're a real ass
dude,
too.
Can we find his fucking set?
Bobby's too much of a nice guy to bring up his set online right now.
Put his
I'll bring it up.
Set.
What are you talking about?
Do you know where to find it?
Yeah, yeah.
So
Marco.
Yeah.
YouTube, Marco Elgert on YouTube.
Oh, man.
Here's what you have to know.
Lewis has been waiting to do this.
I did it on Legion of Skanks, but we have 400 listeners a week, so it's a little bit better.
I was waiting until you to bring it to the big show. And he's
Marco
doing
what?
It. He's been waiting E-L-G-A-R-T. To do this.
E-L-G-A-R-T.
Good.
Now, E-L-G.
Good.
Yeah, the best part of this is, because this dude really
A-R-T.
Feels...
He wants to be a comedy critic? Now let all these listeners critique
dude,
this.
But he really feels... This is the most amazing part about him. Is like he felt like he really knows something about stand-up. And
so real quick, guys. What's his last name again?
E-L-G-A-R-T.
G-A-R-T. I mean, this is, for Lewis, this is a long time coming.
Can I tell the best MC story? I didn't want to move
first
from that
all,
subject.
Wait, first of all, I'm going to find this, go into that.
Real quick.
But I don't know, I didn't know he did comedy. He owns the club, though, right?
He doesn't do comedy anymore.
There's a,
okay.
Where you're talking about, like, people winning, you were talking about that guy winning a spot as the host.
Yeah.
Nate and I were working at a club in Erie, Pennsylvania called Juniors.
Yeah.
And you literally can just decide if you want to MC or not. So this guy, never been on stage, is emceeing for us on a Friday night. He looks like a retarded Bill Burr. And he talks like this. He's got that. He's got this speech
That's
impediment.
Yeah.
And he goes, I go, so you ever done comedy? He goes, I did karaoke once. He goes, He goes, it went pretty good. So he goes up there. His whole family's there. He bombs. And then, you know, it does like an awful intro where he's like, this comedian, Dan Soder, live at the Gotham.
Where he says the name first and the credit afterwards.
So then I go up there. He sits in the front row and starts heckling me. He literally starts going, yeah, like, and shit. And then the next show, he's like, that was fun, right? I'm like, are you retarded? I thought he was a retarded person.
That's fucking great.
But
that was Billy Burr.
Yeah, being a good MC is like it's a muscle unto itself. Like, it's like, if you have a bad MC, it's like having
be honest, put some more food in your mouth.
Yeah, it's almost like a guy fucking stuffing his fat Greek face. Is this it?
Yeah, that's it. You guys want to talk more about the food fucking flying out of his mouth?
I gotta see. I gotta make sure this is on. All right, here we go. This might be loud, guys. I'm sorry if it is.
I want to really, because you gotta understand, like, it's not just some guy telling Lewis how to do it set. It's a guy that gets it.
God.
Let's all right, and then at the end, can we decide whose set was better, Kelly or his?
Imagine having the personality of somebody who would say that to somebody. Come over, we'll go over your set.
I mean,
guys.
And by the way, he said he was mad because he was trying to help me. That's what he was saying.
He was.
We all are.
Yeah, I'm trying to help you. No, I'm not trying to feel good about myself. I'm trying to help you.
All right, here we go, fellas.
Here it is, guys. And ready? Bobby fucked up completely.
No, I didn't. It's right here, you fucking cocksucker. All right.
You know what I like is that feedback.
Is it bad?
No.
No, it's fine.
There we go.
Giannis can finish his fucking falafel in peace.
Hell's Kitchen. I grew up in Hell's Kitchen. Now, growing up, I grew up around hip-hop, so I'm a big hip-hop fan. But I feel like it's a little too commercialized these days, you know? I was watching it was a Twix candy commercial, and the guy was rapping. Did you guys see this? The guy was like, chewy, crunchy, Twix.
Solid premise.
Murder.
So I started thinking, what if pharmaceutical companies did the same thing?
I always like the what if comedy.
What's
I
next?
Started thinking, what if we took it this route?
Yeah, but hold on, just one more thing, because we should probably explain the peals of laughter coming out of the crowd. This is a bringer show, so I'm
Mark
assuming
Mark produce bringer shows.
Look, this is definitely a style of comedy. You might not be a fan of it. The old, what do they call it? The
hack.
Jesus, Lewis, settle down. So he explained the setup. He did a little rapping.
And then a twist.
And a twist. And
nice
here we go.
Twist.
Let's see what the payoff is. And go.
Itchy, scratchy, Valtrex.
Joe List loved that joke. And by the way, it was better than most of Lewis's material. fairness to Marco.
I think you should have took the fucking help.
Yeah. It's like you was somebody.
It's a solid, it's a solid bit.
Instead of you up there ranting, you know, fucking people, and I, you know, you should hate people. You should be able to help people. Whatever the fuck. I've never seen your act. So
he's never seen my act. By the way, a little side note. Bobby asked me. He's like, God, dude, what are you doing Sunday? Want to make $50? And I got all bright-eyed and happy. Yeah. I was like, yeah, dude, I'm available Sunday. He's like, I'm going to move some shit into a storage locker. You want to help me out? You fucking asshole.
Here's the deal, though. I didn't know.
Fuck you.
I needed help. I needed like a man to help me.
And he doesn't know any other men.
I don't. I don't know any other men that could like carry something without bitching. All right, Lewis Soda, you look like a guy that could do it.
I'm not that guy.
Yeah, but you're not that guy. You look good in a fucking hoodie, but you take your clothes off, you're a mess. Oh. I know Joe List.
Divorced dad body.
Yeah, List is fucking, I just feel like his knees are always hurting. Every time I look at his knees.
Are Vita Sabonis knees?
That doesn't make sense.
His knees are fatter than his upper leg. Do you know what I mean?
I'm a runner. I run 8 miles a day.
All right, well, I know you couldn't carry a fucking bookshelf with me. Without going,
you don't have a bookshelf. Let's get that out there. I think you meant a fucking two microwaves. your personal fridge. Your bookshelf.
Dude, I gotta hide
get
my fridge from my wife.
Here.
She's getting pissed. I got another fridge.
Dude, I need my personal.
Yeah, I needed
microwave.
Someone to help me carry my.
Dude, I got a
my treadmill
collection.
And my
I'm not
bookshelf.
I do have a treadmill. I have clothes on it, but I do have a treadmill. You have two microwaves. Jesus Christ. Shit. So I just figured
this bread
Lewis,
box is pretty heavy. Can you?
I thought that Lewis was big enough and strong enough and You can help me, and I throw him some.
But you know what, dude? If you're gonna say it, you're asking another comic if he's available Sunday and if he wants to make $50.
That's fucking hilarious.
You don't fuck. You're gonna pray. You're, hey, dude, I need some shit moved. You want to make $50? Oh no, sorry,
look,
I can't.
As Marco pointed out, that you could use the money, okay, and maybe some pointers. Maybe
true, I'm not working weekends.
Listen, maybe if you wouldn't have burned that bridge.
Yeah, maybe we start talking during lifting, and I help you with some bits.
Let's hear. Can we hear some more Marco, please? Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's what people want. Does that
no, Curtis. What the people demand?
Wait, tell me. Does anybody here work Eastville?
Nope.
No.
Look, I have nothing against Marco. He's done nothing to me, but
me neither.
Hang on, he's done nothing but been nice to me, and has said and has had me try me get me down to his club.
Yeah,
I just never been able to work it out. So I
but you can't get past that it's painted like a surf shop.
It can is you, painted weird.
All right, fuck it. I'll give you that one.
He doesn't have a street team, right? Just people come?
No. I used to run the street team there.
So is it just the neighborhood?
My street
that
orphans. Here we go. My army of street orphans.
It's just with this. Listen.
Hang on.
That's murdering.
It really is.
They cause loose poops. You notice how some of those drugs end up causing what they're supposed to prevent to begin with?
That's not bad.
It's like the birth control pill may cause dry mouth, which may have you drink tequila, get you horny, and pregnant. Consult your physician.
Jesus Christ.
Well, that's not particularly linear.
I feel like somebody, like the Japanese, made a joke-telling doll. This Christmas.
Oh, shit.
And all different cassettes. You can have white guy comedy.
Pull the cord.
And Valtrex. Well, look, man. I don't mad at him. I'm just mad at those fucking cunts laughing. I want to go find those.
First of all, nobody
I
laughed
I
at
feel. Thing. By the way, every time, like every comic, every thought I hated. Like I really don't ever hate. I actually hate the crowds that enjoy them.
Yeah, because
and not the actual comic, I realize now, like I'm mad at these people.
I had
laughing.
I had a sick set last night, and I literally thought I hit a next level in my comedy, and I was like almost proud of myself. Like, wow, dude, you really. You got it, Bob. You
turned
you
a corner.
Turned a corner, and then I went downstairs and saw the act after me having the same exact killer set, and I went, "No, you stink. That's just a good crowd."
Who was after you?
What am I telling you?
Oh,
what
come
a,
on.
What no. a very comedian thing to say. I was almost proud of myself.
Yeah. It's
I approached pride last night.
It's so weird.
I stood on the edge of pride and looked down.
I was like, nah. Yeah.
I did have great this weekend, though, at Bananas. It's just, I think Jersey is my home. Mm-hmm. You know, I know I come from Boston. I love Beantown. I love doing shows there, but I do the most amazing shows in front of fucking Jersey crowds. They just get my shit.
The worst people on earth get your shit.
And and I love Jersey. There's nothing hotter than a fucking big nose Jersey broad.
I do like big I nose love bitches. Like
Tom Waits wrote a song called Big Nose Jersey Broad. They changed it to Jersey Girl. But
I love a big nose on a sexy.
You like them Italian Jew noses, right?
Love them.
Yeah, me too. I don't know why they hack them up, dude.
I like your nose. Fucking...
Thanks, buddy. Keep the
I like Kurt's nose on a chick. I want that nose and his cock
dude,
on a hot chick.
When I was younger, I looked like when I was like 17, I used to look like the girl from Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. A commercial for that.
Oh, the chick from Breaking Bad chick.
That's the Breaking Bad chick that died.
Yeah.
And her dad crashed a plane.
I didn't get it.
You have to, well, whatever.
Who was that sitcom with Joey Lawrence was on with the girl? Blossom.
Blossom.
So you guys like Blossom?
No.
She had a big nose.
You can't just have a big nose.
No. I do. There's something about that big nose fucking big titted bitch that I like.
Now you're talking
about Blossom.
Blossom had big tits.
No, Blossom. Listen.
Blossom.
I'm thinking of Punky Brewster.
Punky Brewster. Crazy tits.
All right, you fucking child molesters. Yeah.
But she got older, not when she was Punky Brewster.
She had big tits.
I still call her Punky.
Not huge tits, but big tits.
Dude, do you remember a fucking Blossom? My sister used to watch Blossom, and it used to make me mad. Like, the TV was tricking me into thinking Blossom was hot. Like, she dated the jock from school. They're like, yeah, you'd fuck Blossom. I'm like, I don't know, TV. You think I'd be like, yeah, bro, look, you're the most popular guy in school. Fuck, pounds her out. You'd do that, right?
I think Six was hot. Remember?
Six was hot with all the goofy hats.
Girls is kind of doing that with Lena Dunham right now.
What was Six's last name? At best.
trying to set him up.
By the way, you guys stepped over that joke. That was a great joke.
Hey, Kurt, girls is kind of doing that with Lena Dunham right now, don't you think?
Well, don't set me up. How about don't step on the jokes I was trying to do?
I don't like this Giannis-Kurt relationship that's going on.
Get off Kurt's gigantic cock.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on?
Giannis is like his Jimmy Hart.
Like,
come on, baby. Come on, baby. Tell a joke, Kurt. Come on, baby.
He's got a fucking megaphone with Kurt's picture on it.
Oh, come on.
It says Kurtomania on his head.
I want him to hang out like Samuel L. Jackson and Django over my shoulder.
That's right. We sure did.
There he is.
Bobby's dying.
No, you just brought down the fun in the room. I don't know why. You walked in, everyone got sad and quiet.
Yeah, maybe your fucking hopes and dreams of being a musician face.
Fucking, who's burping up beer in Souvlaki?
Who do you think?
What fucking dude?
You're right in the corner.
Your agent.
No. Are you done?
I got rehearsal.
Well, what was that? What were you doing in there?
I'm learning some guitar parts.
For what?
For the song I have to play.
What's the song?
Called Have a Good Weekend by Colin Smith, this guy in my band.
Can you do a world premiere on the show right now?
Yeah, can you do a little bit right now for us? Come on.
Come on, Gnome.
I am not doing that.
Let's just take some of the
loot. That deserved a big laugh. Come on, Gnome. I'm not doing that. That's hilarious.
Do you guys ever just take some of the loots off the wall and play some
just
medieval?
Out.
Gnome.
All
right, nice talking to you.
No, look at these. Are you a bard?
Dropping stuff.
Guys, I'm sorry. I my allergies kicked in the last couple of days because it was like 50 degrees out the other day. Mm-hmm. And I get these, one side of my nose runs, and then I get a headache in my eye.
Oh, it sounds like Joe Liz dick allergies.
a headache in my eye, also known as an eye ache. Yeah. I'll take the bandana. Pass that thing along.
That bandana.
I give you credit. Joe throws him out there. I haven't gotten the bandana because
there's no fear.
By the way, I'm about 37 for 38 right now.
You're good.
Yeah, Joe's a real ass dude.
Yeah, you throw
it.
A lot of them out there.
He takes cuts.
Yeah, he takes cuts. Like wait, are you trying to sign me, Giannis?
I don't like that.
Come on, Joe. Take another one. Come on, baby. Come on, do another joke, Joe.
He's trying to extend his
roster. These are all my comedians.
He's trying to extend his roster.
I don't like that Giannis has out of shape forearms. Little fat Greek
Giannis,
forearms.
Giannis has got mechanic body. I'll take the bandana.
All right, yeah.
I just got it. Warming up my microphone. You'll have another one coming around soon. Yeah.
I didn't mean to insult you by doing that, Lewis. I just wanted to.
That's funny. You really came right back in. We haven't spoken about that in 10 minutes.
Yes. I know, but I feel bad because you think that I was trying to insult you.
No,
you
were trying to teach you a callback.
Can we just go over Lewis's set right now?
Yeah, why don't you do a joke right now, Lewis?
No.
I'll bring up your act right now.
You can bring up my act. All right,
let's compare the two, shall we?
Oh, boy.
Well,
this always goes well whenever we've tried this.
Oh, boy.
Are you putting Lewis's act? Is it on YouTube?
I have some jokes on YouTube.
But what do you have up?
You got some of the jokes. Which
I got, if you play any of the newer ones, it's fine.
Visor?
Yeah, it's on there.
Good. That's a good one.
No, it's not. Shut up.
That's a good one, dude.
That's fine.
He's not coming up at all.
Did you put Jay Gomez?
You got to get Jay Gomez.
Jay Gomez is a great comic.
What's it called?
Those are old ones, though. That's not.
Bobby,
apologize
to your audience. I have to leave.
Don't
for a
do
second.
This.
That's old. That's like that's
one
years ago.
Anger management.
Do the fucking. No. Just go. Type in Louis J. Gomez up top on the YouTube page, and pull up any of the ones from Stand Up New York. They're fine. That's newer stuff.
I don't do drugs.
Whoa. Like the gay shit. You can pull up the gay shit.
What?
Fucking loud. You didn't hear that?
No.
No, I was impressed by Louis's first line of his joke. Right. Whoa.
All right. All right. Here we go. Ready? Louis J. Gomez versus Marco.
From Eastville.
Same club, too.
Comedy Wars Part 3.
But right
the two families. It's bleeding down. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's two families.
Ready? The FDA is crazy, man.
Wait a minute. The FDA is crazy.
He makes a point.
I'm just making a point.
FDA is nuts. I don't even know how they get work done.
How is possible death an accepted side effect?
That's the move right there.
Nah, he just needs to take this set off the internet.
You know what? You are missing. Here's the thing. They're missing the visual.
Oh.
Please look up Marco Elgard's set because he does some great hand moves. He does some really interesting work
with his eyebrows. With his face, he's doing a lot of like, what's going on here?
Don't forget the mic work.
Oh.
His mic work is tremendous.
Fans love it.
try and throw it in real sneaky, too. May cause diarrhea, possible death, headache. I'm at home like, did that just say possible death?
He's at home when he's doing it.
How are you going to put diarrhea and possible death in the same category?
Man, how are you going to have diarrhea, possible death? How you gonna? How you gonna?
Jesus Christ, you're picking up at everybody's microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, here we go.
I really got into it.
You missed the punchline.
I know.
Now I have to play it again.
Unless you're in Mexico.
Oh, diarrhea does cause death. It's called dysentery.
First of all, I do that joke. I didn't even realize.
Death by diarrhea is dysentery, right?
All right, here we go. Luis J. Gomez, you ready?
Dysentery.
Me and my friends, we joke around like we're gay. If we play grab ass, I think it's funny. Do gay people joke around like they're straight? Probably not, right?
This is Marco's story, right?
Maybe in high school and with their family on the holidays, but that's not the same thing. I'm not gonna call that joking around so much. Like me and my friends, we have competitions to out-gay each other. You know what I'm saying?
You are just a fucking gay man. I mean, honestly, God. I mean, most people play penny football in Denny's. You try to suck each other's cocks quick before the hash browns come back.
Yeah. Not that I don't like Lewis's joke. I've heard this before. It's not that I don't like it, but yeah. Marco was getting huge laughs. And he's getting a couple of coughs. Murdering.
And he,
it's a rowdy crowd.
And in between the jokes, it's quiet. They're listening. Yeah. Nobody's listening to this fucking.
He's doing it's a check spot. We're
doing this at like a roadhouse
Why
bar.
Would you put your check spot?
I'm kidding. Line. It's not a check spot.
You're also wearing a fucking wool joke like every other.
No, dude, this is me when a fat stage where I wouldn't want to just wear a t-shirt on stage, so I wear a fucking jacket to cover my fat.
Because I will say for Lewis, he's a million times from when I met Lewis, he's a million times better.
Thanks, Kurt.
I've never seen him.
I feel like he's really getting really funny.
Thanks,
I've really been enjoying Lewis.
Oh, Lewis is great.
I might sign him too. Hey, kid. Come on, baby.
You know Lewis is for fucking guns, right? He doesn't believe in gun control.
You know, we got to talk about that. I got Joe with me here.
What do you know the did you say a thing like Piers Morgan with like they have 39 deaths a year?
Don't take my guns.
Right? And we have like 12,000. Like 12,000 is not that bad, is it? Like it's like 350 million people. It's overpopulated.
That's a lot 000. Of fucking lonely kids with
do you
no
think
dad.
It's gonna be a
actual school shooting today in Kentucky. Two kids.
Did you see the doc? I actually clicked on the documentary yesterday. One of the YouTube documentaries.
Oh, the one about the Sandy Hook shooting.
I'm gonna say it if you fucking don't interrupt me.
About how they said it was completely.
Can we? What are you, my wife? Can we fucking cunt?
Begin a narrative and finish it on this show.
Listen, they said the whole thing was fake, and they went through how there was a bunch of other guys that they caught and the gun.
What was fake?
They killed
the Sandy Hook shooting.
Sandy Hook. Yeah. It's a fake.
What they're saying that it's a that it.
There's got to be somebody to benefit. There's for there to be a conspiracy. Who financially? Who's financially going to benefit?
So what are they
from
saying?
This?
These kids aren't dead?
No, they're saying the kids are dead, but other people did.
No. They're saying the kids aren't dead. It never happened.
That's what they're saying.
And here's the thing, dude. It's a stupid video, and I believe the shooting happened, but there are a couple fucking little weird things, dude.
They lost me.
The guy smiling before the interview? That's not that fucking weird.
Listen, the guy, when it lost me, when I thought it was actually a news story, the narrative, but it was just a guy in a bolo tie with a ponytail. And I was like, all right, I'm out. I'm not listening to you for my
news. I dismissed that shit just because of that. One bolo tie, I'm out.
One ponytail.
The loose change, that stupid inside 9/11 dot. Yeah. Just the fact that kid sounds like an NYU little fucking cracker, I'm out.
Well, by the way, they debated those kids on like CNN, and they the guys who like were just like actual like smart dudes who fucking actually follow this shit, they've completely debunked everything they said, and the kid who made loose change actually said it was like, we were just fucking making this shit in our dorm. He broke.
Yeah, no shit. How does people know? If you're in a dorm making it, I don't believe you. Whatever you're fucking.
First of all, if you're just using footage from YouTube and creating a documentary from other footage on YouTube, it's not original. Like, you didn't get a camera and go out and fucking do shit. Fuck off.
How about that Patrice documentary on YouTube? It's terrific.
I thought All right, here's the thing. It's like I didn't watch it yet, and I gotta watch it. But it's like you never asked me.
Right.
I'm one of his fucking friends, and you never keep.
You're in it.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't. How am I in it?
That's a good point, dude. That's
how
like
the fuck am I in it? Well, ask me. Let me see what you did with me. How the fuck do you know my friendship with him?
I didn't make it.
Well, it's a shitty documentary.
Look at me when I talk to you.
Why did you make that video?
I don't know. I
You're right. You're right, absolutely right.
Was he really banned from the cellar? That really happened?
What happened was, do you want to hear the story?
You tell the story in the documentary.
Okay, do I don't know.
No, you told it last episode.
Oh, yeah, you told it last episode. Never mind.
I don't even know if I fucking talked to this kid. I didn't tell it in his documentary. Right?
No, you told it last week in the podcast. Yeah, I'm confusing.
Look, Patrice just fucked up and told me. Asked Manny if he had fucking fake, you know, wooden teeth, like fucking George Washington, in front of his chick, in front of Manny's girl and Esty, and he got embarrassed. And Manny, you know, Manny was a tempered guy, and he flipped out, and he didn't ban Patrice that night. Actually,
I just love that thought of you're just, it's just quiet, and you go, hey, man, are your teeth fake? It's just that random, that's the icebreaker.
It was one of the funniest fucking, I mean, it was funny.
Yeah, baby, welcome to Giannis Papa's Management. Woo, we got Kurt Metzger. We got the flying Kurt Metzger. We got the hammering Louis J.
Well,
Gomez.
I'm a prospect.
Well, you're not going to get signed because you don't believe
in that. Well, we got,
Joe List.
I'm waiting to see what
Marco
says.
That was Soto trying to come up with a nickname, but he couldn't come up with anything.
Yeah. I was going to tell you the part.
Joe Chitlis.
Joe Herpes List.
Hey. Joe the Moxley. That's just mean, dude.
It's a little insensitive, yeah.
Come on, baby. Come on, Kurt. It up. Do the Leah Denham a joke, Kurt.
Dude, I have to give you credit. The only reason I'm in a monogamous relationship is because of your herpes
story.
Yeah,
we were together.
Yeah. He told me the story in that two-month window I was single. We were sitting in a car, me, him, Nate, I think Laker. He was telling me the story about how he couldn't move, and every time his jeans touched his dick, it felt like someone was ripping his skin off of him.
That was when Soto goes, come on, man, cheer
I'm
up.
Out of the game. I was like, I'm out of the game, dude.
But your whole thing was the girl told you she had it.
Right,
like,
before, she did.
Well, it could be one of two girls. There's one girl that told me
I think it was that girl.
Herpes.
I think it was probably the girl who said
but
I
then
have herpes.
I didn't
I'm
going
to murder you.
But I didn't get an outbreak. But I didn't get an outbreak till like 6 months later, which is very rare that it goes dormant that long. Yeah. And then when I did get the outbreak, it was 2 days after I fucked a different girl.
Did you get it 2 days after?
Yeah, I think it
has
to be
14.
A longer...
It's usually 2 to 14.
Or it could lay dormant. I mean, you could have a strong immune system or something.
So it's one of
And were you
two
drunk?
Girls.
Do you think like you're drunk and that's why you were like, hey, I'll fuck
I wasn't that drunk at that the first when I fucked the girl. But what happened was I was already naked with a boner making out with her. We were both naked.
And he's
a bunch jealous. Of
he can't pass
so that's
up an
when,
opportunity to get some.
That's when
it's not like his career's going to get
laid
least.
Quite a bit.
How so I'm going to be like, hey, ladies, I haven't been on
that?
Television.
How hot was the girl?
She was hot to me. Deep. I had known her years earlier. She was covered in tattoos, which is kind of hot.
Yeah, like to hide chick. The herpes.
Yeah.
She looked like she had herpes. Yeah. Right. Yeah, she just had right in her inner thighs.
She had a pomegranate tattoo near her pussy.
It was a crocodile with the bumps.
I think there's circus for
But once
3D
you're,
tattoo.
That's as bad as being drunk. Once you're there, once I have sex on my mind, that's what's happening next.
You really?
Yeah.
Joe, this is a sensual motherfucker.
No, dude, I don't know.
That's also called a rapist.
Yeah, Joe's a rapist.
Dude, I beg to differ. If a chick tells me right before I'm about to fuck her, hey, by the way, I have herpes, I'm going to be like, all right, can I get a hand job? I'll get the nut out.
Right.
But I'm not going to put it in the fucking mud puddle.
I was already.
Dude, I had a girl
You'll
one time.
You'll get the nut out.
I'll get the nut out.
The fucking nut will come out.
Get the nut out. Come out.
Dude, I had a girl one time.
Fucking nut.
She was going to go suck
you
my
had a girl
dick.
One time. Stop. That's the end of the story. Boom.
She was going to go suck my dick. And then she was like, my throat's been bothering me. Like, I'm afraid it might be herpes. I was like, what'd you say? Mmm.
Right. Then she fucking threw up because your uncircumcised cock had lint in it.
It's circumcised.
All right, whatever. You can step on the joke if you ever like to. Kurt looks
Speaking
like.
Speaking of which.
Kurt looks like Rhoda's sister if she had cancer.
I don't know who Rhoda is.
All right. Nice talking to you. Bye.
Mary Tyler Moore?
Did you, your son.
He's not circumcised yet. It's annoying.
Got to get wait chop
a minute,
it off.
What the fuck is this?
The doctor said that we had to wait.
David Tell, what's going on? When is good? I wanted to come and say hi. Tell him to come up now.
I did. He told
me. But now I'm stuck on an LA call with
that's
Showtime.
That's old, right?
But thanks. I don't know. January, that was. Well, no.
No, it's just
January.
Him. Yeah, he's on the call.
But thanks
that
for
was
the
February
invite,
9th, 2006.
I don't know. Is he coming or not?
I don't think so.
All right, cool. David Tell was going to come on the show. Fuck, that would have been greater than anybody
I went
here.
And watched him at Caroline's.
No, I'm kidding.
He was
probably
hilarious.
Would have been.
Mm, Tell's fucking awesome.
Amazing.
One joke that if I think about it, it makes me laugh. About, he found a dildo on the bus. He's like, I found a rubber dildo on the bus. He goes, how did I know? It fit perfectly. Why was
plug.
I wearing a kilt?
It's a butt plug. It's a butt plug.
Butt plug. Yeah, sorry, butt plug.
Jesus
butt plug.
Christ.
Giannis really just fucking everybody's jokes
yeah,
up.
I just fucked
come on, baby. Do the butt plug, baby. Kurt, what do you think of girls?
Oh.
The mouth of Brooklyn.
Oh, Calvin.
Oh, Calvin.
Oh, shit. He has the voice of Dusty Rhodes. Yeah. Sweet Sapphire.
No, he's doing Jimmy Hart.
I know, but it's a terrible Jimmy Hart.
It's a not a bad Jimmy Hart.
I thought it was a good one.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Do it up, Kurt.
Louis, you do Jimmy Hart.
I didn't know.
Come on, baby.
Dude, if I try to put like a high pitch to my voice, it just goes out completely.
I want
to
hear that. Do it.
Hey, guys. Come on, baby.
You're like the worst tranny ever. That doesn't even try to fucking fake the voice. God damn it. Well, guys, this has been a fucking great show.
You all right?
I got an itch in my throat. I hope I'm not getting sick. Did anybody give me AIDS?
It's probably herpes.
Which one? I don't have herpes. I should have had herpes. I banged a lot of chicks with herpes.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
They told
How'd you?
You
know?
They told me I got herpes. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'll get it. I know a lot of people with it. It's like,
it's cool.
So
it's a badge of honor.
How fucked up is that? You didn't want to get in the club and you got it. He wanted it.
I didn't want it. I just
hated yourself.
I wanted to get it over with. Like,
like a right. bug chaser?
It's like freedom.
Poppy's a bug chaser.
It's
the
it's,
gift they call it.
Yeah, everybody had it. Like, everybody has herpes.
No, they don't.
Nobody
no,
in the room
up.
Except for Joe Wiss.
No.
It's about a 1 in 5.
Well, the people I was hanging out.
Six here, so 1 in 1/4 of us had it.
Yeah, like this blonde dancer broad had it. This other broad. Every girl I went with for like a fucking.
Everybody's got herpes.
And this was in Boston.
Bobby Cannavale. I got you. It was in Boston, and I was just like, I don't give a shit. I have herpes. Good for you.
Boston
good for
really
you.
Is the dump that I've seen in movies, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's like...
Miserable herpes-filled.
The worst city.
Do you have a breakout? No. All right, then let me fuck
eat your pussy.
I liked blowjobs. I never really liked fucking broads. Because fucking to me...
You sweat on them. It's fucking awful, dude. For a fat guy, dude, I'm fat.
I wasn't fat back then. I was in shape. I used to fuck a lot of broads. It was just
beautiful.
Fucking them was just such a. It was over.
Dude,
getting head. It was like this build up. They suck your dick, and then you could keep fucking around and kissing. If I fuck you, there's so much. I got so paranoid of my dick's inside of you. I want to come in you. I got a little jizz maybe came. I get all fucked up. So I was like, just let's fuck around. I'll eat your pussy. I'll finger fuck your asshole. I'll suck on your asshole. I'll make you come.
Yeah.
I'll lick your asshole again.
It's the gentleman from
How
Boston.
I Met Bobby.
And then
I yield to the gentleman from Boston.
Yeah, then you blow me. Then you
I
blow
would
me.
Get all in
suck
my head.
Your asshole.
I'd get all fucked up in my head if I had to fuck a girl. So I'd just suck her asshole.
I like
have a nice clear conscience. You know, because I'm a germaphobe.
I will do that, dude.
What's
that?
Suck on an asshole?
Yeah.
I like to eat an asshole sucking an asshole.
That's intense.
What? I'm trying to avoid that area.
I'm not sucking fucking shit from the asshole.
Oh, well, then we part ways.
Well, what do you think?
what do you think's
in there,
about.
Dude? That's what's in there. It's not fucking marshmallows.
There's no shit in the asshole. The shit's in the intestine.
What are you talking about?
You don't store shit in your asshole.
No,
the shit is in the intestine.
Yeah, but it
first
comes
of all,
through. You don't think it touches the wall?
Dude, there's a fucking piece of shit poking out of my asshole right now. What are you talking about?
There's always a piece of shit constantly poking out of your asshole.
Your Puerto Rican. Will happen. You do a basic oil check before you do
you
that.
Said,
yeah, you
said doo-doo.
Yeah, you
I
taste
that's
it.
Common knowledge.
Dude, I was fucking a chick in the ass once. This Asian broad, the same chick from Jay's story, the dog eat pussy story. I was fucking her in the asshole, and dude, literally out of nowhere, I just fucking smelled the most rancid smell, and she shit all over my dick and balls.
Oh god!
And then she was embarrassed. And
he's
she like,
a father.
God, a girl put her finger in my asshole, and it was like she unclogged some constipation because the whole room just smelled like my like shit.
Really?
Horrible. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's disgusting. I didn't have a clean ass. I sprayed. Axe body spray on a girl's asshole one time because I was fucking her from behind. It smelled so gross that I reached over my nightstand, grabbed Axe, and just sprayed it at her ass.
That would have been a great commercial for Axe.
And now we know you like fucking licking guy asshole.
It would have been great if she just fucking started burning.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah!
Well, she did. It had nothing to do with the Axe.
I remember I fucked a chick who was a massage girl in the ass. She was a... She was.
They're called Asians, but keep going.
No. It was a
comfort women, I believe.
It was
comfort.
Actually. It was a.
That was a fucking good one, Joe.
It was funny. You're fucking on his team now.
Come on, baby.
I'm about to get signed.
Do it again, Management, baby. Talk to Giannis Papas Management. Ooh, tell me jokes. Kurt, talk about girls.
Oh, you're doing Jimmy Hart. Sam Jackson.
I haven't seen Django yet.
Dude, he was so good in that movie, Sam Jackson and Django.
I fucked her. She was giving me a massage. Then she started sucking my dick. Okay. And then I got way carried away because that's not supposed to happen. She was a square massage therapist. And then
started sucking your dick?
Yeah, man. It just... I was doing this thing, and you might laugh, you might not. I was doing this thing where I was trying to use my mind, and she would slowly touch my hand, and then I was pretending I was a panther on a branch in the jungle.
Yeah, you're right. I'm
listening. Yeah, I'm here, dude. Go ahead.
And every time, in my brain, every time she touched my hand, I'd be like...
Yeah.
And she felt my energy.
Yeah.
And then we touched hands and we clinched. We locked fingers.
Yeah.
And then I used my thumb to rub her hand. And then she slowly went down and touched my dick. And then she started sucking it. And it worked.
Yeah.
I used my powers.
Yeah.
To get her to blow me.
It's a great story.
And then I just jumped off the bed and ripped your skirt up and
Panther!
Oh my god.
And stuck it in her asshole.
Just right into the ass?
Right into the ass, but she had shit in it. And I just immediately...
You should have put it in her Pink Panther. Hello. That wasn't bad. Maybe it was bad.
Tell it to the kerchief.
Tell it to the kerchief.
I fucked the girl.
Tell it to the fucking babushka, dude.
So yeah, as soon as I stuck it in, I pulled my dick out. It literally went in. It was like testing to see if shit was in there. It went in, touched shit, came back out. And I was like, all right, you have an inch and a half of shit in your asshole. You can see by my dick.
Yeah, it could happen. Yeah,
I had like an oil dip.
I was like fracking.
Yeah, it was gross.
I fucked a girl in the asshole in the shower once. And then she left the shower. And I looked down. It was about 2 inches of water. It was a perfectly round shit ball just floating around.
Jeez,
it was like a soccer. It was almost
was
like
child
my
child you made.
Yeah, it was like almost like my dick had molded it into a circle.
That was actually a kid from some other guy 6 months ago. It just turned into a ball of fucking dust.
It was
dust.
A perfect that was a circle. Life. Just a perfect shit ball.
Looked like a 1,000-year-old egg.
And then I kicked it down the drain, but it didn't go, so I squeezed it with my tongue.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God.
Why is this
God.
Continuing? You got to end it with your shit ball, and we just assume it was disposed of. Are you really? Gave every detail.
He's been saving it ever since.
It didn't fit.
Dude,
it didn't fit.
You remember? I guess we shouldn't say her name, but
Jesus,
what's her name? That used to be my girlfriend, and you guys all fucked her.
Redhead.
Yeah,
I didn't fuck her.
Oh, did Jay?
A lot of guys did. Yeah, but I didn't.
And you guys are all still friends?
Dude, Kurt would have fucking triple team his girl.
No, not her. Before her, also.
Did I fuck? I might have. I found by that's a term apparently. Eskimo Brothers
from the comic. From the
what
comic
the
strip.
Fuck is Eskimo Brothers
from the comic strip?
What's Eskimo?
Yeah.
I got a term for it. It's not called Lucy. Bad friend.
Okay, listen. I actually like Eskimo Brothers.
What's Eskimo?
I think we're all
your
Eskimo
friend
Brothers.
Fucks your girl.
It's Eskimo cousins, but that girl.
You fucked my girl. We're not hanging out after.
I did fuck that girl. I fucked her. I wanted everyone to know. I did.
Evan Steinberg breath. Let me finish.
Oh god.
So we're gonna get you on Fallon, man. Oh.
Fucking goddamn. All right,
what is Eskimo cousins?
That girl.
Eskimo brothers. When two friends fuck the same girl, not necessarily at the same time, just in general.
It doesn't
that
have to be a girl.
Brothers.
It doesn't have to be a girl. You
all right,
fucking.
All right, Bobby. Let's
have
weird.
That in common.
Well, then it's not a true
girl,
Eskimo
you,
brothers. It's not your girl.
I did a lot. I fucked her in the ass a lot. Okay, and my dick would come out. I would say cleaner than when it went in.
Her I mean, dick was a fucking like.
Oh,
like
was
a cleaner? Like a,
ass,
I had nothing. Like give me the bandana.
No, it's a flat tire.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ! Your dick was a cleaner.
It came out.
I just repeated what he said.
Perfectly clean. It was really amazing.
We would make the worst improv team ever.
Give us three things.
Your dick was my dick was getting cleaner. So wait, your dick was it was just cleaner?
Been a nice gyro burp next to you. Pompous is
come on, baby.
Giannis is killing me.
We don't. Yes,
what
and.
Is it? Dude? I've just got a beer
yes
and a fucking
just, yes.
falafel.
I don't know how he's not getting it, but I am.
Are you not getting it?
I have a weak sense of smell.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Dan Sutter's
it's
nose is smashed into his
it's
face.
Smashed up, goddamn.
Sutter looks like he's a prize fighter.
Dan, and I know you won't answer this because you're a fucking corporate dish. You ever fuck a chick in the asshole?
Nope, never fucked in the asshole.
You ever get fucked in the asshole?
All the time. No, I've never.
You never had a girl play with your asshole?
Have you ever fucked a chick with another dude at the same time?
Yes.
Who?
And it was my freshman year of college.
Whoa.
And my buddy Adam double-teamed this chick, Mandy.
What'd you do?
She was hot. She was really hot.
Way too hot to be fucking flat-nosed monster like you.
And I had, and here's the crusty part. I only got my dick sucked, but I had my shirt under my chin like a little kid peeing.
Yeah.
And my pants around my knees.
That's awesome.
It was like,
your ass from behind, she's your ass hanging out.
You just you put
tiny
your shirt behind your head. Like,
I did under the chin.
Like a track team kid?
I did under the chin, and then my buddy banged her, and then like he came real quick, and I was just getting headed, and I was just drunk, and I was like, we just keep doing this if you want. And she's like, let's go back to the party. I was like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I like licking an asshole to me on a chick. I love because girls pretend that they're so above, you know what I mean?
They love
that
it. They
dirtiness.
All love it.
And when you go down on their pussy, and they're just like us, same as us. We're all fucking homos. We're all homos. And the chick goes down on your balls.
That's not
and
the right word.
Goes to your asshole, and then you go, ah, and your fucking legs go up, ah, not down there. It's yeah. like you have that little fucking radar that you create because she goes back up to your dick, and you're just steady, and then she goes back down to your asshole. You're like, yeah. ah.
You do like the arch. You dude, arch your ass up.
I got so mad at fucking, and I, by the way, I like Schultzy. I feel bad I'm trashing, but he has this joke that made me so mad about getting a pinky in your ass.
What?
And he's like, I don't want to try it. And he's this like pregnant pause with it. He goes, I want my girl to try it because what if I like it? And you're like, Andrew, you're going to love it. What if you like it? Your prostate's there, you fucking moron. You're just going to... You don't even need to touch your dick at all. She can just finger blast your ass.
Your prostate is the male G spot.
You know what? I don't like it.
He's young.
I've had it.
You don't like it because your fucking asshole leaks of oil.
No, I don't. Dude, I don't like it. I had a hemorrhoid. One time I had a girl go finger me in the ass and fucking it like literally.
Blood just spurted out like a pomegranate seed.
Dude.
Shut up. Don't talk over it. Go.
It activated the hemorrhoid, I think,
dude. Eating pomegranates like it was ass, by the way. That's why I really got that one.
What's that?
I just ate pomegranates recently and ruined a shirt.
Ruined a shirt.
Yeah, just, that shit just.
I just found out I had a hemorrhoid yesterday.
They awful, are rough.
I thought I had ass cancer.
Me too.
Yeah,
you shitting blood?
No, I didn't shit it. Jesus Christ, no.
It's not a hemorrhoid.
That's
go to a doctor.
That's a hemorrhoid.
Total weight loss.
I fucking when got a hemorrhoid a bursts, out of pocket.
You shit blood.
I actually, I had just had a lumpy vein in my asshole.
Yeah,
that's what a hemorrhoid is.
You ever have one?
Oh yeah.
I got scared.
I freaked out because I was wiping and I felt a nub and I was like, "What's that nub?" And I was waiting tables.
Right.
So I just went out to the hutch.
Wait a minute, you were waiting tables and you felt a nub? You were feeding people?
No, I was taking a shit in the bathroom.
But you were going back out to feed people.
Yeah, wash my hands.
Serving people. You don't feed people.
Spooning them.
It's a man who's not
much time in Brazil, dude. Yeah. I go to those one of the Fiji restaurants.
I'm so fat they have to feed me.
How much money do you make?
Next spoonful.
It's Bobby just fucking, somebody's feeding him grapes on a couch. He's naked.
Bobby, that fucking waiter wouldn't even feed me.
Bobby could be a guy like that if you put a toga on him that you just feed grapes to.
Yeah. I really would be the fat senator. Fucking, we don't need to help them.
We're a warring country. Only death brings us success.
I just shit my pants. Wipe my asshole.
Bring me to the orgy.
Where are my little fishies?
Rome was built on blood. Give me another grape. Give me wine.
Bobby the Terrible.
You know what?
So you had a little ball in
oh,
your
but I
asshole.
Freaked out.
Really?
Hypochondriac.
Do you shit blood? Does it explode?
No, you wipe. It can get irritated and you can wipe and blood will be on the tissue.
It bursts. You bleed.
Yeah, but
you get it from pushing too hard.
But how does it go away?
How does it, you gotta...
Actually, everyone has a hemorrhoid. It's if it becomes inflamed.
Who the fuck are you?
Dr. Gomez.
Dr. Luis J. Gomez.
Hi, I'm Luis Gomez.
I don't like you.
Have a headache?
I got it. Dude, I got it because I was working out. When I first started working out, I didn't realize you have to
breathe.
Stop
pointing at two of us when you're making a...
I didn't realize you have to breathe when you're like lifting.
You blew your ass out?
Dude, I blew my ass out from holding my breath as I was lifting heavy weight.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, dude.
I would have loved really it better in the gym where he's like, come on, Luis, three more.
And shit came boom. Out?
No. It's just a hemorrhoid fucking pop.
You started bleeding from your asshole at a
hemorrhoid
New York
actually,
sports club?
No, it was a fucking rec center, a shitty $50 a year rec center with
and your
old ladies.
Blood, and you started bleeding from your asshole?
No, it started
asshole?
Fucking hurting. It didn't start bleeding. It started hurting. Yeah. And I went to the bathroom and I checked it and I thought I had a prolapsed asshole.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a video on the net of that happening to a dude.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Call it a red sock.
It's fucking horrible. The thought of it.
Where your butthole comes out.
Yeah, it's fucking disgusting, dude. I don't like when guys fuck in porn.
Yeah.
When they fuck the chick and her asshole comes out. Like comes out on his dick a little bit and then goes back in. And then when he pulls it out, it comes out and the little... Like droplets of shit come out.
Who was that one girl that was like? She was like, that was her big thing. She was an anal whore, and then now her ass just looks like fucking hamburger.
Gage,
Ava Devine,
maybe her too. But there's other
Ava Braun,
blonde girl.
I think that's all
of
them.
Hitler's girlfriend.
No, what was her name?
Her asshole looks like a fucking Star Wars monster.
Oh god, it really does. It really looks like the.
Yeah, I'd look at my asshole. I actually want to look at my asshole. I haven't seen it.
All right, let me see.
My asshole is. No, I'm not going to show you right now. I believe it looks like if you like if you cut a horse with a knife, like just slice them. And like spread it open. That's what my asshole
like an Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah,
my asshole's covered in hair. It looks like a shadow. You can't even see it.
My asshole's got to be a different color. It's got to be a different color. It's got to be like gray and greasy.
This girl I was dating tried giving me shit because I was putting on underwear.
Why'd she give you shit?
Well,
it was a bucket of shit.
I know you're into this, man. Thank you. We had sex, and then I went to the bathroom, and I was putting my underwear on to go to sleep, and she's like, why are you putting your underwear on to go to bed? I was like, because I have the dirtiest asshole.
Really?
In the world.
I put my underwear back on because I don't like when my dick gets limp. I don't like being...
Until
I'm comfortable with a girl, I don't like to sit there with like a little dick. Yeah. Too self-conscious about
it. I put it back on because if she gets a glimpse at my dick, she won't sleep a wink.
Your dick looks like Freddy Krueger.
I used to sleep itch.
Thank you, Lewis. That deserved more. I don't know why people...
I had to break myself of sleep itching. Because I got an
asshole rash because of that.
Yeah, I'd be in the middle of the night. I'd be sleeping, and I'd just be itching my asshole. And then one night, my wife woke up. And she said, "Ugh, your hands stink." Because my itch finger was near her face. I was like, I got to stop this. This is terrible. All right, listen, you guys.
You gave her a Rem Dirty Sanchez.
You guys, thank you for coming in, man. Let's go through these plugs because there's a lot of them. Louis J. Gomez, where are you going to be?
What's up, man? I'm going to be...
This is coming out Monday, by the way,
not
guys.
Eastville.
I don't think he was that bad. He's not that bad. As what? Far as comedy
goes... Oh, come on.
Are you kidding?
It's not that
he's
so bad.
Are you fucking kidding?
It's that he thinks he's fucking in a position to tell anybody how to do fucking
He should never stand-up. Tell you... Well, not us. He should never tell us what to fucking do on stage.
Thank you for... for
in his defense, he did stop doing comedy because he didn't think it was
funny. He stopped doing comedy. He doesn't try to still do comedy.
I remember he did a joke.
You don't, fucking ever tell another comic that you're going to fucking go through his jokes with him and fucking judge each joke.
You should never do that as a club owner.
That dude thinks he's a fucking authority.
Nobody should... No club owner should ever fucking sit down... with a guy who's doing comedy. Maybe a brand new guy who went through a school or a class, maybe help them out a little bit. But unless you're fucking doing it as a paid professional for at least 15 years, you have no business telling anybody what the fuck.
Worry about slinging drinks.
Yeah.
Club monkey.
Fucking, like, just like Dyna Monkeys.
Yeah.
Anyways.
From Ass Fuck Island.
What do you got? What do you got?
I don't know. I'm in the city. Go to my website, gomezcomedy.com, soon to be realsdude.com. Check out my dates. I'm around the city a lot.
Okay, man. Joe, what do you got, buddy?
This weekend I'll be at the Comedy Studio in Harvard Square.
Never performed there.
Cambridge. It's real fun.
I want to do that.
Yeah, it's fun. It doesn't pay any money, though.
I don't give a shit. I'd like to go back.
It's
do
great.
That someday.
The weekend, it's hot. It's all fucking right. Best. It's one of the best rooms in the country. It doesn't
really
pay, but they're fucking hot. If you live there, it's nice.
I'm going to go. I don't know who does it, so.
Jenkins.
Maybe. Oh,
you know
Rick. I know. I don't know him, but I know him, yeah.
Yeah, great room, and come on out to that. And then February 3rd, I'm going to be watching the New England Patriots beat the San Francisco 49ers in the
Woo-wee.
Super Bowl. Go Niners.
Not at Bobby's
go
house.
Go Niners.
Because it was an empty invitation that he gave at the beginning of the year.
I'll tell you this. It's a fucking goddamn good invitation this year, and anybody who wants to watch it, comes to my house. We're watching it. I got the room
right,
set up.
I'm going.
You coming?
I'm going.
All right, you're there.
345 West 54th Street.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wait,
Lewis.
Did I? It was really 345?
Yeah, that's my
no,
fuck.
It's not.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I just picked three
Are
numbers.
Are you a fucking idiot?
I swear to God, I picked three random numbers.
Lewis gave Justin Silver's number out
on the podcast.
Don't you know that it's fucking all Puerto Ricans have some psychic ability?
That's bananas, dude, that I actually got the number to your house.
It's not, stupid. I'm kidding. Dan, what do you got?
I'll be at McGuire's in Long Island January 25th and 26th.
Okay. I love that club.
I don't know McGuire's.
I love that club, and the guy who runs it, James, and his sons, the best.
Okay.
The best. Great times.
Get me in.
They should use you. Yeah, absolutely. You should mention Kurt while you're there.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to do that and taint my relationship with them, but you do that. Absolutely. You should.
Dan, let Giannis do that. You mentioned my name.
Come on, baby.
His son listens. His son listens. So when you plug your thing, you should ask. His son does listen. One of his sons listens to my podcast. Yeah. Great family. They took it over from the people that used to own it. Just the nicest people ever.
Can I audition on the podcast? Can I do 45 right now?
Yeah, well, you should go with him. Go with him when he's going out there. You're taking the train, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they sent a limo for me. Anyways.
I don't doubt that.
You know what? Don't get real.
Giannis, oh, where will she be? Giannis,
yeah,
tell everyone where she is.
Where are you going to be opening for her?
She and he will be...
opening for your YouTube characters.
I'll be opening for my YouTube characters.
That's
March,
so fucking crazy.
March 12th to the 15th at the Miami Improv and the Chicago Improv from March 22nd to the 24th.
Please go see him. He's fucking hilarious, and she's hilarious too. So
thank you, Bobby.
That's a good tranny, dude.
What do you got, Kurt?
Thanks.
Nothing that great, but on the 27th.
Nothing that great?
You're the worst plugger ever for yourself.
I don't know. I told you Amy's show's coming out, but it's not until April.
You're right. Announce that.
Oh, yes. So Amy Schumer has got a show called Inside Amy
And you're
Schumer.
One of the writers.
Right.
And
I'm on it a little bit.
You're on it. I did. Me and Norton did a little squeaky thing. Kurt is fucking. I love how fucking you just. You think he's gonna be a piece of shit that's just gonna fade away, you know, by his face and his facial hair, but he literally is a very talented guy.
The show's good.
And honest. He's honest too. I like that.
Yeah. Very.
But
honest.
The 27th at the Stands.
Yeah.
I'm doing some show. To fight with UCB. It's like a debate show.
Joe and I
oh, yeah,
it.
We should have plugged. I read that fucking blog. That was crazy,
so you know,
dude.
UCB.
What happened?
So
yeah,
UCB
you should have
East,
talked about this.
They don't fuck.
Here it is.
Let me.
Go ahead.
So UCB East.
Come on, baby. Come on, Kurt. Come on, baby.
Oh, my God. Let me finish. Have you ever finished a thought on this show?
No.
Anybody?
No.
So UCB don't pay comic. This is what they do for some of these shows. Yeah. And I got no problem with like Whiplash, which is a donation show.
Mm-hmm.
You don't pay the comics, fine.
Yeah.
They charge at the door. They charge a cover at the door for like this one. If you build it Friday night, charge a cover. It's packed out. No money to the comics. Nothing. Not even fucking a little bit. And they're like proud of that shit. Like, well, we don't pay comics here. So I trash them for that.
Right.
Yeah, but the independent producer though. No.
The producer. I don't even know why people produce shows there. Like, do you make money? What do you get to say you're at UCB?
No, they take the money. I think the place takes the money.
They take all the money. If you produce a show UCB, they take all the money.
I think Union Hall is the same thing. I think they take the money. Or
like,
you get
like
a deal or something.
It's your fucking honor to be at a fucking McDonald's of improv. So I made fun of them on stage, right? I had two shows there, which I did out of obligations to a friend. I'm like, all right, I'll do it. And I'm not going back to this place.
That's how you roll.
Real ass dude.
Right.
You're a real ass dude.
Because I'm a real ass
I do obligations. I'm here for you, not for them.
Yeah. I said it like that too, by the way. And I fucking, so I made fun of, I bring it up to the crowd. I'm like, they don't play the comic shit. Like, but not like yelly. I thought it was funny. So after the show, I thought they would come up to me and be like, hey, dude, that sucks. Like, don't come back here. You know, trashing the club that you're at.
Yeah.
They didn't come up to me. He went up to the dude whose show it was and kicked his whole show off the lineup
right.
because he didn't control his comics.
Wow.
Yeah, like what a bunch of fucking worms, dude. So he has some debate show. That's what it was. So we're going to do it at the Stands. And then somebody from UCB's coming to debate why it's cool to not pay the comics.
Awesome. Are you
serious? I'm going. When is this?
Why are they doing this at the Stand? Why don't they do that here?
Where? On the show?
Yeah.
Well, call him and try. By the way, this is how Snaggletooth, this is how Patrick Snaggletooth tried to set this up.
Yeah.
He was going to tell them they were receiving an award for being part of the New York comedy
oh,
scene.
Jesus Christ.
And then I come out and ambush them. I'm like, dude, are
Jesus
you?
Jesus Christ.
This is going to be a fucking
he really
terrible.
Is just from a fucking Long Island cringe humor fucking tooth.
He's been working in a prison for 20 years. That's how they do things in prison.
So
he doesn't
like,
have a lot of social skills.
Yeah, so I go, dude, I
don't. No, just
So I'm like, I don't want to do that. So I don't want to do that. So that somebody agreed to come legit. So it's a legit thing.
Hello, Robert.
We'll get him. We'll get him in the mess hall, and then we'll shank him.
Sutter and I are on the same show. We're debating as well.
What are you guys debating?
My dad doesn't love me, and his dad is dead. Yeah. We're arguing which one is worse.
What's better to have, a dad that doesn't love you or a dad that's dead?
I'd rather have a dad that loved me for 10 years and then died.
Yeah. And I'd rather have a dad that's still alive.
Yeah, but Dan Sutter's dad never loved him, so
he was actually very outward with his love. Lewis.
Yeah, he killed himself. I don't want to tell you it here, but
he loved me a little too much.
He did. Through alcoholism.
Your father killed himself?
Through alcoholism.
So did my dad. My dad did the same thing.
Alcoholism?
Yeah, right in a trailer, alone at the end.
In a trailer? Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus
sorry.
Christ.
Yeah.
What the fuck, yeah, Lewis?
Good job. Yeah, Lewis thinks he's got some honor because his dad got shanked.
Yeah, it's not all, not all of us. Not all of us have a fucking 22-year-old dad.
My dad was stabbed in the lower intestine. He was really murdered.
Lewis,
was
his
he?
Dad?
Yeah.
Wow. Your dad was murdered?
Murdered when I was four.
Just about to graduate high school. I'm joking. He wasn't going to graduate.
Right, so that's at the stand. When is that?
27th at 8 p.m.
I'd love to talk about that again after it happens.
Well, I was going to get Ted to go on with me.
Ted Alexander. The
which was good because I'm not.
Yeah, because you both have the same facial hair.
But yeah, it was going to just be our facial hair.
Yeah, because you get shot in the face. It
but
won't,
Ted.
You won't get hurt.
Ted can't do it, so it's going to be Mad Dog Mattern, which is,
you know. Mad Dog Mattern, the replacement for Ted Alexandro.
Why is Mad Dog
similar?
What? Is Mad Dog going to argue that...
Hey, baby, come on, baby.
Come on, Bubba.
Come on, Bubba. Hey.
Is he arguing that you should pay the comic? Mad Dog?
He's arguing with... Listen, Mad Dog's... I love... Mad Dog's the greatest host.
Yeah, he's great.
Ever.
Yeah, he's great.
Great host. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he's going to be in a debate, but he'll have some kind of...
So this is a pretty big event. This is going to be fun.
It's going to be big.
It's going to be... Yeah.
I hope people come to it. That would be a good...
Dude, you talk about whether comics get money or not.
It doesn't sound like it's a debate. It's just like, why would you just make money and I don't get any? Like, just peel off a fucking 20.
Dude, absolutely
have
right.
Have the decency
what is this, college
of
football?
Fucking Jerry Sandusky to peel me off.
Why don't you get
a...
Russ Maneve to do it?
Good call, dude.
I'll get Russ. First of all, Russ is a really smart guy, and he has hate in his heart for people like that.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even think to get Russ.
He's very condescending.
He was one of the big three that did the coalition that got... fucked a lot for it, right?
Yeah,
Russ and Ted and Buddy.
He's very
all
funny
guy.
Too. So
I'm gonna call Russ. That's a good idea.
All right, check that
Fuck
out.
Mad Dog.
Mad Dog's great, but just Russ knows how to debate to pay.
Mad Dog's never been paid to do comedy, so
that's a very good point.
Yeah, I feel like I love Mad Dog, but he may be diplomatic. Man, people just
come on, baby, just pay us something, baby. Come on, baby.
Maybe pay us some chicken wings.
Well, Bobby's pissed.
Wow. I stink. All right, I'm going to give my dates right here. The 24th and the 25th and the 26th. I'll be at Side Splitters in Tampa. I really like that club. So if you're in Tampa, Florida, check that out.
Can you get me
out.
In there?
What's that?
Can you get me in there?
I might try.
I'm just going to wait for your gigs and ask to get in.
And then the end of the month, I'm actually going to be at Gotham Comedy Club the 13th through the 2nd of February.
For you?
13th through the 2nd?
I already got an opener.
Who is it?
Amy Schumer.
Oh. Really?
So, yeah.
You got somebody bigger than you to open? Not physically. We.
This cocksucker. I really don't want to end the show with him getting the last laugh. That was a great one. She just needs to do some time for something, so she asked to jump on, and I was like, what am I going to say? Yeah, of course. Come on in. I love
It'd
Amy.
Be great.
It's going to be a great show. So
aren't I on
like
that show?
Guy.
And I'm going to, can I, yeah. Well,
I thought I got bumped. I thought you just Mad Dogged me.
No, Joe List is actually on the show, too. So it's, I asked, you know, it's him. Amy, myself, it's going to be, I don't know when I've been on a show
Does
like
anybody
that.
Not have
as good
on this show?
What's that? It's going to be a great show. So if you're around at the end of the month, Gotham Comedy
that will
Club,
be a good show.
Joe List, who's a fucking killer. Yeah. Amy's a fucking killer. And then me. So I hope I don't, it's going to be a nice, if I just take a hot one every night, I'm just on stage pontificating. Well, I wanted a baby, so I'm having one. Amy's up there with fucking polished 25 minutes that she's going to do on her next special. And looking sexy. I'm up there in a fat fucking hoodie. Yeah, you know, having a kid's tough. I didn't.
What are you looking at? Yeah, you didn't come to see me. You came to see her. Fuck off. Take your alternative fucking face and leave.
Oh, God. We'll see what happens, though. So I would hope more of my fans show up to my show than Amy's. I really want to keep it on the QT, just special guest.
Yeah.
But no, it'll be fun. I can't wait to do a show. And Liz is going to be there, which I'm excited about.
You.
And Lewis, if you know, I'm going to move some shit that week, too, if you need want to come over and make some cash. You want to sell merch for me and Joe?
Can I move stuff at your house?
Yeah. All of his bookshelves and encyclopedias that he has.
You guys are great, man. This, thank you, Joe. Wasn't this a nice one?
Great one. So great. Glad to be back. In a real... I think we Oreo'd two of the best podcasts. And I'm not saying this because Kelly's gone. I think the, not counting last week's bullshit, I think we've had two great ones in a row.
What are you calling Kelly, a fucking handbrake?
I love Kelly, and I want her. I can't wait for her to be back, but I'm saying the two episodes that we've done without her have been great. And then we had that other one that was a bit of a bomb, and I blame you.
It's like Kelly, you're saying what Kelly is like having a really nice car, but forgetting the fucking emergency brakes on. You pull it out of the thing. You're like, well, something's wrong. And then you look, Kelly's here.
I'm saying the shows aren't great because Kelly's not here.
He's saying Kelly is not funny.
I'll tell you right now, Kelly, I miss Kelly.
That's what I'm saying, too.
I said it. I can't. She's coming back next week.
Is Kelly a comic? Because I don't know that well. No. No, not at all.
Oh. Actually, she does wood carvings.
She does good accents and stuff.
I hate her dumb American accent. Like, it drives me out of my mind. She does it in real life. It's not even just in her act. She'll do it in life.
Is it better than Liam Neeson?
I was the first person to put her up on stage in New York City.
Really?
She's a comic, though, for real. Like, are you joking? She's not a comic, or she's a comic? No, she's a comic. Oh, okay. I'm just asking. Yeah. Kelly's funny.
No. Well. You know what, dude?
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop